Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what we have on tap for today. We'll be speaking to a striking husband. He's on the roof of his home. He's on strike. I like when people aren't supposed to go on strike. Rarely does a guy go on strike. It's usually a chick's domain. She's a housewife who's gone on strike. She's not changing diapers anymore. I would argue you can't really go on strike if you don't actually have a job, don't draw a paycheck, and don't have a union. Because theoretically, I could just be on strike right now myself, or I could be on strike when I go home. It's not really on strike, but I think we know what they mean. He's on the roof of his house. He's on strike because he wants to spend more time alone with his wife. I'm sure that'll do it. Also, baseball great Pete Rose in studio. I've never met Pete Rose. I have a million questions for Pete Rose. I'll get to none of them when he comes in the studio because I'll become flustered and clam up as I do in front of celebrities. I did see Pete Rose at a diner. Just a local diner over at the,
Out here?
Yeah, little local diner out here, and he was wearing a outfit that only a black man could get away with. Matching jumpsuit, glasses with gold chain hanging off them, and, you know, $200 Reeboks, and, you know, spiked hair. It was a crazy mishmash. It's sort of like, what would happen if your dad had won the lottery at age 53? This is how I imagine my dad would have dressed and the jewelry he would have worn. Jewelry, sweatsuit, like a rapper, like a black rapper from the early 80s. Like something, a sweatsuit that Deion Sanders would have worn circa 1986, and then a bunch of just crazy QVC gold and stuff.
It's weird. That is the domain. That kind of outfit's the domain of 80s rappers and current Middle Eastern guys who are about 23.
Well,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Those guys? Yes. Unlimited resources combined with bad taste, that's a 1-2 punch.
It really is. It is a, you know, guy with a coke problem who has a bottomless wallet. He's going to blow up.
Right. That's trouble.
Yes, he's going to buy himself a Eldorado. He's going to put his jersey number on the hood and gold leaf paint, you know. He's going to, you know, buy his mom a dirigible. I mean, when stupid people, and here's the whole thing. And this isn't meant for Pete Rose. Now we're opening it up to a broader
right.
subject in case he's listening, because this is gonna get offensive. Teresa Strasser here, by the way, filling in for Rachel Perry and doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
It was, I would imagine, somewhat impossible for stupid people to become rich at a time before rap and athletics and things like that. Oh, once in a while, some guy would kick off, some tycoon, some oil baron, some guy who had a few railroads would kick off and give his, you know, loser son the preceding, you know, the railroad and whatever. But at least that son was of the stock of the father, whether it be nature or nurture. He was a Rothschild. You know, maybe he was a womanizer. Maybe he drank a little too much, but at least he was cut out of the cloth. His father was. Now there's the lottery. There's, you know, rap.
Reality
there's athletics.
TV.
There's reality TV, although not a huge payday for that. But the point is we, for the first time in history, have the ability where people can make a huge payday. Lawsuits. What about just good old-fashioned lawsuits? Folks that would have never seen more than $1,800 in their entire life. And if you're an atheist, but you're into sort of Darwin like I am, we're never meant to see more than $1,800 in our life. All of a sudden, there's a settlement. And they got themselves $7.6 million. And look out, baby. I am now going to put velour on the outside of the car. Because I'm stupid, and it seems like a good idea.
Yes, money, as we've learned a million times over from MTV Cribs and many other things, money doesn't buy taste. Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know what does. I'll tell you what money does. Money buys you, doesn't buy you taste, but it makes people leave you alone when you're exercising your poor taste.
Yes, yeah.
You then get a group of people around you that would like something from you, and then you have salespeople. You know, how do I look in this suit? Fantastic, Mr. Ross. You know what I mean? Yeah. You sure? You don't think the gold lame top and bottoms? No! You look exquisite. And may I say, and that would look delightful in purple as well.
And you it goes divinely. It goes divinely with your tiger skin rug that covers your living room.
Yes. Right, right. And automobile and dirigible that you bought your mom. That's the way it works. So you have a bunch of people telling you you look good, and then you have the people that are trying to sell you stuff, and it's on. It's on. Anyway, Pete Rose, not that guy. Not that guy. Just he led us into the potential of that guy.
He had one bad sweatsuit.
One bad sweatsuit. Yeah.
And now one bad hairdo.
Also, there's two. You may have had more. One and a half.
I think it was the same one.
Okay, here's
for 20 years.
Here's my point. I say better to be called a slob than to be caught trying. You know what I mean? Which you never. That's all. That's the only thing in life you don't want to get caught doing. You don't want to get caught trying. It's the difference between a pratfall and actually tripping and hitting the ground. Mm-hmm. You could do a sort of whoa and hit the ground and be a big laugh at the barbecue. But if you actually do put your foot in the Coleman cooler and your beer goes flying over you and you whack your head on the side of the bench, that's a disaster. That's what I'm saying. You can't get caught trying. That's why I go for the slob thing.
Right.
And also, if you have a couple of ducats in the bank and then you cultivate the slob thing, you become an eccentric genius as opposed to just poor. See, if a guy just dresses poorly and wears the same things over and over every day like I do, that guy's just a poor slob. He's a schlub. But if you pull up in a nice car and you dress like a schlub, you're mad genius. Look at him. He must have a lot on his mind not to be thinking about what he's wearing.
Well, Einstein, he wore the same thing every day. He didn't want to be concerned.
I have to keep saying that to my wife.
See?
That's right.
Tell her.
If she doesn't know Einstein is, ironically, she's that stupid. Ironically,
that's
stupid.
Unkind.
She's never heard of Einstein. Hey, I'm at safe harbor. My wife gets up at 9. I say whatever I want until 9 a.m. And I've forbidden any of her friends from listening to the show. So we're fine. Comedian actor Patton Oswalt is coming in. He's going to be doing a nerd off. This is something we wanted to do earlier when he was going to come in, but he had some difficulties. I think his wife got sick or something like that. But anyway, we have some grade A world-class nerds here. Brian, our phone screener, is no slouch in the nerd department. Mike, sound effects writer. Man, this guy's dynamite. Dave Damashek, in his own cool way, has some nice nerd cachet as well.
I'm not going to apologize for liking Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So keep on waiting for the apology.
Right, I'm going to do that. So I have a little nerd off with Patton Oswalt, who's built his career around being a nerd. And he walks the walk, he talks the talk. Also, another statement from Al-Qaeda's number three man over in Yemen. Teresa.
Yes.
Wow, that took a while.
I'm sorry. The way you said it scared me a little bit.
Seemed like I was going to say something afterward. Teresa, Dave Damashek has himself a little, I don't know, get to know your card.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
You've seen if you've ever opened a magazine in the last 3-4 months, those American Express ads with the pretentious answers from the celebrities. You know,
yes,
Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
You know, like things like My Life, My Card.
Right.
You know? They give these full of themselves answers, you know.
Like on the actor's studio.
Maybe. Right. My biggest challenge being all that I can be every day.
Right. You
know?
Okay. Right.
That's, you know, these sorts of things. So let's go through it to get to know you. And perhaps Ace can help you out.
All right.
Please.
All right.
Here we go. First of all.
Now, this is lifted right from the American Express.
These are the questions straight out of the American Express.
You would see on a spot if you opened up a Vanity Fair magazine.
Every magazine has it. It's in the first few pages of all the magazines.
And it's in their own handwriting. So it feels as though they're showing you their journal.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the handwriting of their assistant.
Oh, really?
But you're supposed to believe that it's their own handwriting.
Hmm. Like Kate Winslet can write.
Right. That's true.
Exactly.
She's not even from here.
I know.
Yeah. She's like English or something.
Yes. All right. Let's begin with this one. Nice one. Your fondest memory. Mm.
I think my fondest memory, you know, it's pretty recent. It has to be yesterday, my first day here on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good answer. For me, it was Sunday, the day before I met Teresa. Well, it was a good day. Nothing to do with you personally.
All right. How about this one? Soundtrack. That's all it says. I guess this is asking what music you like
to listen
theme, to.
But this is sort of the theme to your life.
I
you don't pick West Side Story.
Yeah, the score that would play underneath the Teresa, the movie.
Mm. Wow. I think it would be, what does chronic anxiety sound like?
I think that would be either house or the techno stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Are you anxious?
Am I anxious?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not enough.
You have
enough.
That Jew-gene where you're anxious all the time?
I couldn't be more anxious. I could not be more anxious about everything.
You know, let me say this. I hate to jump in, but everything reminds me of something. 10% of it's entertaining. there's some groups that have that. Like, the brothers don't have the anxiety, whatever. That's mm-hmm. that's why you can go out and sing the Star-Spangled Banner and not know the words.
Right.
You don't think about it. You'd be up all night standing in front of the mirror, arm shaking, right? Holding a spatula for a microphone. That's why there's like you talk to these guys, these prize fighters, these black prize fighters, you know, it's just they're in the dressing room. It's 20 minutes before they enter the ring. How are you feeling right now? I'm feeling good. You wouldn't know where they were. I'd probably vomit all over the microphone.
Yeah, watching the national championship was the umpteenth example of that for me. These guys go out, first play of the game, they knock down three-pointers and stuff. I would be peeing on the floor.
Your elbow would seize up, and you would hit one of your own players in the back of the head with your three-point shot, and a shorter player at that.
Yeah.
That's right. But the Jews, they get anxiety.
Right.
Well, that's what causes them to study.
Because we're scared, because 3,000 years of pain and suffering, you always have to worry that maybe something's going to go wrong.
Whatever the reason is it motivates you to actually sit and hit the books all night instead of go out, and therefore you pass the LSAT.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, it takes a Klonopin the size of a hockey puck and a team of therapists.
Really?
To keep
you down.
Train on track.
Interesting.
Yes. So the bottom line
is you're wild in the sack, though. Yes. That's what I hear.
Because of the crazy girl thing.
And all of a sudden, it's like somebody put their sprinkler key in you and twisted it and just let the waterworks begin. That's what I'm saying. A lot is stored up. A lot of energy.
It's true.
Should be meant for this. Shouldn't be meant for that. All coming out in the sack.
That takes me to the next question on the American Express, My Life, My Card. Have you had girl-on-girl sex?
They asked
that
Bobby De Niro that? Really?
Wait, what did Kate Winslet say, that whore?
Listen,
did she do it?
Is this about Kate Winslet or is this about Teresa Strasser?
Well, when you say girl-on-girl sex, mm-hmm. not to be Clinton, mm-hmm. but what?
What is sex with girls? To me, an intimate encounter.
There was experimentation.
Really?
There was some experimentation in my college years, but that goes for every woman in her late 20s, I wish I were.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, I'm going to have twins in a couple of months, and I'm thinking about just getting my daughter's lesbian experience with over early.
She's
an infant, we can move on. Why wait till I send you to summer camp at 15 for you to experiment with another guy? Let's just do it now in a supervised environment. Daddy can be here in case there's trouble. We'll get it over with and we'll move on. Because I don't know, like here's the thing. Here's an interesting, disturbing poll. If you had a daughter, and a son for that matter, but I think this is definitely more the daughter thing as it pertains to filming. If you had a daughter and you had her in Southern California or New York or just one of the blue states or somewhere here in an environment that wasn't out in the sticks, a rural environment here in the United States, by her 21st birthday, what is the chances that she A, has not had a same-sex experimental encounter or has not filmed herself having sex with her boyfriend, guy pal, rugby team, whoever? I mean, it's going to be less than 50% in my estimation. That is a sad state of affairs.
Well, your odds aren't good. I mean, we can ask Charlie Rose about the odds.
Pete Rose?
Whatever
his name
is. You
mean Pete Rose, yeah.
Charlie
Same guy.
Rose, whatever he is.
Same sweatsuit.
I love Pete Rose's PBS interview show.
Hard hitting.
It's hard hitting.
I don't think. I like about Charlie Rose is he has a table the size of a earth mover wheel, and then Spike Lee sitting on the other side of it, all 4'9" of Spike Lee's 12 feet away. The table is bigger than the actual studio. It actually goes out the door and into the alley. But he has one person at the table. Each time you think he's going to ask.
It's the Last Supper over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's really, I always expect him to go tonight's guest to Flying Melinda's. But it turns out it's just Spike Lee, and he's sitting on the other end of the table. I don't know why he needs that big a table. Someone's got to cut that table down.
It makes him look smarter.
All right, is that what it is?
Oh, so yeah, to answer that question, there was experimentation, but in my very early years. Because how do you know if you're going to like something? You got to try it.
Here's the thing about early years. It's hot until you dip below 9, and then it gets weird. You know, that's my thing. So when I hear early years, I hear 17, 18. I hear 9.
Then it's not
11. Gray area or acceptable?
Ooh, la, la.
There was experimentation when I was like a kid.
Let's move on to the next one. Yes. American Express, the next question is, what happened with the girl-on-girl sex, specifically?
Okay, well, here's what happened. Mm. And this is because my dad's asleep now, and I don't even know if he knows how to use his radio. Mm-hmm. What happened was, I had a lot of dreams, and I understand this is normal. Mm-hmm. I had sexual dreams, and they all involved women. And so I was like 19, and I was convinced that this must mean I'm gay, which would also explain the bad relationships I was having with guys. And I thought, this must be the answer to everything. And I'm from San Francisco, so it seemed okay with
liberal.
Me.
Liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, how am I going to test my hypothesis? Because how am I going to find some girl? Really, only guys hit on me, and that just barely. So then I was traveling in Europe, and then I met a girl on a train. And immediately into it, I knew it was not for me.
Yeah, really?
No, I didn't know what was happening down there.
Confused. On the train?
No, it was at like a, hostel.
Hostel. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the name hostel, youth hostel's a horrible name for all the great sexing and beautiful backpackers that go on. Backpacking and all that stuff that goes on. Conversely, garnishing your wages.
Sounds
it's bad the other way. You know what I mean? Someone ought to adjust that.
Softens the blow.
And the word casualty.
You should be able to stay at a beautiful garnish.
No worse name than casualty in youth hostel. You just didn't know you're from another planet. It's like, would you rather be a casualty or stay at the hostel?
Right. Well, I'm in Paris. I'm exhausted. I just want to go back to the casualty and get a nap.
Sorry, I'm going to have to kill you.
You know what? I've always thought a lovely thing is chlamydia. Like, that's a pretty
word. Yeah, that's
a
nice sounding word, too.
But you don't want it.
No. Interesting. So, you say you had this encounter. And I'll tell you this, too. Between being in Europe, being in college, and being on a train, it almost didn't happen. You know what I mean? That people, there's definitely a context. You do this thing in Idaho when you're 26, and you do it in your motorhome, and you're a lesbian. You do this on a train, you do it, if you guys were smoking non-filtered cigarettes at the time, it wouldn't even go down.
Now, wait a second, was it you, the recipient, or vice versa, or both?
First of all, what Adam's saying is correct. Once you reach a comfortable cruising altitude, some of the things that you do don't count. And also if you're 19.
Sure.
But
sure.
I didn't know what I was doing.
That means both, yes. Well, here's the thing. You are essentially a representative of this country. And if you don't reciprocate with her, it's going to give a black eye to all Americans.
Scandalous, right? International.
Ugly Americans.
You become, you know how it is. You know, when people go, they go, I made it with a guy from fill in the blank once. He was awful. That's it. Then all guys, all Scandinavian guys, all Japanese guys, all German guys. Where you make it with a guy one time, he had a small pepe and he was horrible. That you need to know that, Americans, when you travel.
Right.
Bring your A game.
Right. You represent.
You represent. And you open up the doors to all the rest of us. Because if you sleep with one time some guy from Scandinavia and he was a horrible lover and he was smelled down there. That's it with you and Scandinavians. As opposed to you having a wonderful time with a guy from that particular region or part of the world. Boom. Floodgates open. Next time you meet another guy, you're attracted to him from that part of the country.
So
yes?
True.
World?
True.
That's why as Americans, like I said, I'm going abroad. I can't talk. I can't waste time with this stupid radio show.
Our embassy.
I have work to do.
Our whoopee-making emissary.
That's right.
One thing.
Yes.
I'm not sure that Teresa answered the question.
Yeah.
Really?
No, she essentially did.
What
she
part?
She
both.
Did. She did both. Oh, with, yeah. You know, it
I
was
reciprocate,
a full
but I gotta say, I did a sloppy job, and
really
that
sloppy.
It was not for me. I didn't know what was happening. I was confused.
Yeah.
Male. This male situation is very simple and clear, and yeah. You know what to do.
Yeah. How do you think we feel?
I know.
That's why I say fair. No more. Hello, Ben.
Yeah.
You think Teresa's doing a great job?
Yeah. Actually, I think she's doing an awesome job, man. There's a lot of chemistry there.
Yeah, she's
Thank
a good
you.
Girl. It's too bad she didn't do a decent job on the chick on the train.
That I half-assed that.
And by the way, there's no getting her back, by the way. She's gone, and she spread the word. American women? Fat. Yes, Ben.
If Rachel ends up not working out, if she gets that show that she's doing the pilot for, you guys should keep Teresa as full-time.
All right.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Right. I think she does a great job. Or anything, you know, just
this Ben.
Claudia was good, but she just didn't talk as much, and there was no chemistry there. She's
right.
Pretty and everything, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Ben Strasser, by the way, calling from up north.
Thanks,
thank you, Ben.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. Let me just
say hi to Dad.
Thank you, Ben.
Your
I mean,
point
Dad.
About your thing about Teresa is right. Teresa went out, and now everyone in Europe is going around saying that America produces the worst lesbians
so
in the
she
world.
She was American, by the way.
Oh,
she
really?
Was yeah, Chrissy. She had a nose ring.
Ooh,
but
interesting.
I have a better idea. Let's send Brusca over there. Let's show him what our lesbians are all about. I'll treat him right.
So
and quickly,
he's
and quickly, the last question
yes.
on the American Express questionnaire.
Brusca.
Can Ben call back? I love him.
Last question, American
Brusca,
Express.
If he gets with a woman, he's going to confuse him. The chick's going to be there. That lesbian had a 4.5-inch clitoris.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe it was 3. Whatever it was huge.
For the record, Brusca is adorable and cuddly.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
It's not
smart,
at all butch.
Smart career choice.
Thank you.
Well, we know
right.
we know one thing for sure, that Adam Carolla is definitely not a lesbian.
I love dick so much. Thank you. It's completely out of context.
Oh, wow.
All right. American Express, last question. Teresa, show us your boobs.
I have A cups. How's your vision?
Wow. You look like you got more than an A cup there.
This is all bra.
Oh,
this
is
a $150 bra.
So, I mean, it's sort of like when you buy a piece of electronic equipment. It's all styrofoam and pack. You know, the box.
Oh, yeah.
Box barely fits into the trunk of the Acura, and then the BlackBerry's the size of your fist that comes out of it. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up fisting, because it's not even 6:30 in the morning.
Wow. Yes.
No, yeah, it's all. But I would show you. But what fun
yeah,
would that
be on
radio?
No,
plus,
you're right.
Brusca and Tad both have bigger boobs than you.
Yeah,
boobies.
Speaking of boobs, Big Tad's eating a nice bowl of Fruity Pebbles
Winslet?
In the next room. Yeah, Fruity Pebbles. Listen, when you're over 300 pounds, you can't eat novelty food. I mean, here's the reality. The reality is a bowl of granola probably has just as many calories as a thing of Fruity Pebbles. It's just when you're fat, you can't do that. That's right. All. Let's take ourselves a little break. We appreciate your candor, Teresa.
Anytime.
Yes, but we're not fans of your A cups. Let's see what we can do to change that.
I'm sorry.
We will speak to a striking husband. He's on the roof of his home. Wants to spend more time with his old lady. He's on the roof until she can accommodate him. Talk to him after this.
You're listening to Adam Carolla's show. Call Adam now at 866-901-8AM.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the deal. we have James Wilson, who's on the phone. I think he's in Michigan. He's on the roof. He's on strike. Also, Mark the Poet has a limerick, but Mark has horrible limericks. I think we'll speak to James first. Mark, I'm going to give you this time, if you're listening, my friend, to do a little punching up on whatever offering you have for us in the limerick department, and B, a little soul searching. Because your last limerick, what rhymes with socks? I guess another word we can't say. But here's what I'm saying. Right? A little more insulting in the rhyme department, a little less soul. You know what I mean? That was the problem with Mark. He's actually too good. He brought a little flavor to it, didn't need it. You know what I mean?
Well, and he has some challengers out there, too.
True. Very true.
Who
James?
Wish to challenge his
yeah.
reign as the king of the poem.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard. James?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
What's up? Thank you for
now.
Being part of the program.
Thank you for having me on.
You're on the roof of your home right now?
Yes.
2 hours a day.
Sometimes more, depending on the weather. But, you know, I'm in Michigan, and it's quite cold in the morning times. But
sure.
I'm looking forward to summer.
Now, do you, yeah, that's a few months off.
I'm going to spend a lot of time up here.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I work out of the home. I'm a marketing consultant.
Mm-hmm. So you work on top of the home, technically.
Basically.
And you're market consultant.
Yes.
I have many questions for you. You're 33 years of age.
Uh-huh.
You have two children.
Yes.
And you feel like your wife is spending too much time with the kids and neglecting you, therefore you're on strike up on the roof, right?
Absolutely. That's 100% right. You know, over the weeks, I've been just pleading with my wife, honey, if you don't mind, I really would be happy if you just allow the children to sleep in their own bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that for me, please. My back is suffering. I moved to the front couch.
Right.
I couldn't take it any longer.
Besides, the kids are in their 30s now anyway. It's time to leave the bedroom, right?
And she just totally continued to ignore my request. I'm saying, wait a minute. You know, what's going on here? I married you, not the children. I think I'm entitled to some rest and relaxation in my own bed without my children being in the way. And she felt like that was so insensitive towards the children. And she feels like, well, they're not going to be this age always. They're not going to be this size. They're not going to always want to spend time with us. So suck it up, deal with it, and I'm not changing.
I'll tell you, we need to drop her off with the Corolla family. They would straighten her out lickety-split. It'd be great. Now, here's... Okay, so I have a few thoughts on this. One is, I know this because here's how women work. They don't really tell you what they're feeling. They just sort of act it out. And my wife... Many times when I'm telling her, why don't you listen to me? How many times have I told you this? She'll say, well, there's a lot of things I ask of you and you ignore it. Now, she doesn't it's not take out the garbage and it's not turn off the sprinklers. It's an emotional thing. I've asked you to spend time with me. I've asked you to pay attention to me. You've ignored it. Therefore, I am going to pay you back with X, Y, and Z. Do you think there's an element of that, James?
I don't think so. I just think that my wife is just obsessed with bonding with our children. I just think that she feels the more time we spend with them, the better people they'll become, and we'll be a closer family for it.
I don't know. Our sports guy, Dave Damashek's mom, took that road, and look what happened to him. He's a mess.
Well, let me ask a question about
this. He has to eat out of a giant breast every night. His wife has to push food down a giant breast.
I'm not here to be judged by you. Now, let me ask James this. He says he wants rest and relaxation in the bedroom, but he can't get it with the kids. But what he really wants is some time between the sheets, some special time.
Most definitely. Right. I mean, most definitely. I'm not hiding that fact.
He's a passionate man.
Now, but you still go ahead and do it with the kids in the room. It's a lot more awkward.
No.
And have you ever called a hooker up to the roof of the house?
No.
I've did that once, and I don't recommend it. At least wait till the streetlights come on.
Oh, you were in the doghouse for days.
Yeah.
If I did that, I think my strike would be over with in 10 minutes later because I'd be in the hospital.
Well, speaking of strike, I'll give www.husbandonstrike.com is where you go if you want to see some pictures and
sign my petition.
Sign that petition.
We got about close to 14,000 people all over the world signing that petition requesting that my wife remove those kids immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My wife says when I can get up to 25,000, I can get some oral. Yeah, it's a petition. Hey, let me ask. I'll tell you James's greatest accomplishment. It's not the petition, but it's the kids' names, because James is James Wilson, and the boy's name is James, right?
Yeah, James the third.
And the girl's name is?
Jayla.
Yeah, see, that's where your brothers got the advantage over us. Because I'm having twins right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm having twins in 2 months, a boy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
And if I said to my wife, we'll name the boy Adam, and the girl will be Adamalina. She'd be like, are you high? Don't give them that stupid names. I want you to change your name. This is one thing the brother man could teach his white cousin. He really could, because we can't pull that off.
Uh-huh.
You guys not only get the son, you get the daughter too.
Well,
do you realize how far away we are from that? Dave, as a Jew, I know you guys don't do that, but how many millions of years are you away from putting that one over on your wife? We're going to name our son Dave and our daughter be Davelina.
Wow.
Yeah, it won't work. I'll tell you, that's one page we could take out of the brother's book. I don't know how that works. I would argue she's a good woman just based on letting you name both your children after you.
She's a great woman. She's a great mom. She's a great wife. We just disagree when it comes to them sleeping in the bed.
Are you afraid, though? But aren't you afraid, though, that this, but you're up on the roof because you want to spend less time with the, you know, your wife to spend less time with the kids? Aren't you worried that when they're 18, they're going to like her better than you?
Oh, not at all. Come on. Not at all. No, no, no. I have a wonderful relationship with my children. I try to be a great dad as best I can. So I'm not worried about that. They don't have a clue what's going on now. Mm-hmm. So, no, this is between my wife and I. It started out as a very humorous thing, and then it turned into this international debate. And I'm getting guys all over the world emailing me and saying, hey, man, it's long overdue. I'm glad someone's speaking about it in the public, in the media. And you just can't imagine. Guys are telling me this wrecked my marriage 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing I don't understand. This confuses me. 80% of the people that signed my petition and emailed me saying they support me are women. But
wow.
Out of the thousands of emails I receive from men saying this is wrecking my marriage, I'm confused. If the women are agreeing with me, but the men are constantly saying this is a problem in my home, my marriage, somebody's lying.
Well, I'll clarify that. First off, women hate other women. This is why a woman will never be president. They can't stand each other. And also, some more clarification, because I've learned the hard way. Most of the people on the internet who claim to be chicks, dudes. I found that out. Oh, yes. I've wasted many a weekend finding that out the hard way.
Wow.
But, you know, you're a hero, James. I could see Samuel L. Jackson playing your part, you know, in the movie version of this.
Well, you know, I've already gotten a proposal for a script. I got a book, a possible book deal.
Oh, yeah.
Making.
Black cat on a hot tin roof. Yes.
But most people don't believe that.
I play the sensitive white neighbor.
You know, most people don't believe I didn't start out for this. It just snowballed into that. I started out just trying to send a message to my wife and trying to send a message to the rest of the women across the country.
Well, this is how all great causes get started, you know. Rosa Parks didn't start out by trying to start a movement for the black race. She just wanted to sit at the front of the bus, but it snowballed.
Right.
I would say you're doing the same, possibly more.
Well,
for husbands.
We'll see.
I'll keep my fingers crossed. You're a hero. You're really a hero. And again, husband on strike. And speaking of strike, you know, you're in the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
They have lightning strikes out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Are you grounded?
Yes.
I don't mean spiritually. I mean physically grounded.
Yes.
I would ground myself if I was going to be on the roof of Michigan. Two-story house or one?
One story. Got a ranch, three-bedroom ranch.
Ooh, so you're doing all right.
It's nice. It's a lovely home.
Can I ask a question with all due respect? Did you ever consider maybe going to couples counseling before just moving onto the roof? Or?
It's not that deep.
But you're living on the roof.
We have a great marriage. Our marriage isn't in jeopardy.
No.
This is just a message I'm trying to send because we disagree on an issue, not our marriage. Uh-huh. We disagree on an issue.
I see. Well, like I said, in my experience, James, and by the way, that's my dad's name. He just he's a white guy, so he couldn't name me James.
Good for him.
He couldn't clear it with the old lady. But the problem, my sister Lauren couldn't be happier, by the way, that her name's not James, too. But the point is in my experience, when a woman ignores a man, there's some resentment. There's some underlying issue, and you haven't been listening. She won't listen to you if you haven't listened to her. So that's my only advice to you. Perhaps you should listen, and I'll bet she would be more apt to do this with your children unless she's a complete psychopath. Yes, I know.
We'll see. Maybe I'll ask her. What if I haven't been listening to that you've been
talking? James, I would love you to try that.
What if I haven't been listening to? That's a great question.
Right.
I think I'll do that.
Try that, and I'm telling you, she will then listen to you because women really, like I said, they don't intellectualize their feelings. They just act. And she knows you want those kids out, and you haven't been listening to her, so screw you. That's how my wife works. We actually have children from another family in our bedroom right now. We don't even have kids. My wife insists on sleeping with kids. Yes. All right, James. You're doing the Lord's work up there.
Thank you. Thank you.
God love you. James Wilson, everybody. www.husbandonstrike.com. Really, if we could figure out a way to be able to name both our kids after us, what a coup. There should really be seminars. You know, white guys do seminars on wealth and real estate. Here's how to buy property with no money down. Black guys ought to have one on. Here's how to name everybody in your family after you. I'm telling you, the dog, the cat, the mailman, the boy, the girl, all of them. They'll all be named after you when you're done with my seminar. Buy this series of cassettes.
By George Foreman.
With a follow-up by Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown. He has a ficus tree named Bobby in his house. You understand? There's nothing that's not named Bobby. Everyone who enters a house is named Bobby. UPS guy crosses the threshold. His name's not Larry anymore. It's now Bobby. There's a Bobby Forcefield inside the mansion. White guy could never get away with that, and a Jew, huh? Forget about it. It's forbidden. You know, Chick probably came up with that. It is forbidden in the Jewish, yeah. They just sold that early and often, and now you're all buying into it.
Yeah, right. I like that. Adam 2, Adamina, get over here.
That's right.
Can't wait to pay you a visit in a couple years.
We'll take a quick break. We will be back with news and sports and all sorts of stuff. Also, we're going to break down a little entertainment news. Baseball great, Pete Rose, coming in. Be interested in that. Limerick Wars. Patton Oswalt going to have a nerd off. All sorts of fun after this.
Big Ted out here on the streets of Hollywood, and can you prove to me you're not crazy?
I'm the man with two brains. A man with two brains is smarter than a man with one brain. I know that 2 + 2 = 5. And I know if you're not going to heaven, you can go to hell. If you're not going the right direction, you're going in the wrong direction. If you're not in the light, you're in the dark. If you're not with it, you're without it. And I would like to let everybody know, and I know that 2 + 2 = 5, but I'm the man with 2 brains. In these days and times, it's hard. You better have you a man with 2 brains and 3 heads. And I'm telling you, I smoked some purple cess. When I woke up, I had another head on top of my head. And I seen the light. I seen all my ways.
Yes.
And I knew then that I had been blessed.
Well,
mission accomplished.
Yes.
Wow.
Again, that's just an audio recording. I've never seen the man, but I'm guessing if I was going to guess a race, I'd be guessing the one where he gets to name his kids whatever he wants. That's just me. I'll now, from this day forth, refer to the blacks as the race that gets to name their kids whatever they want, and the Jews who don't get to name their hamster. Yes. My wife and I are currently arguing over the name of our children.
What do you have on the table?
Well, I got Clutch.
I like Clutch.
Clutch Corolla.
It's automotive. It's alliterative.
Yes. She will. Yes. Starts with the same letter. Yes. She will be delighted. My young daughter, Clutch.
Oh, a girl,
no, no.
Clutch.
No, son, Clutch, okay. Corolla. Sounds good to me. We got nothing. Now, here's the latest controversy. She's full-blooded Italian. I'm half Italian. Essentially, the kids. I mean, my wife's parents are from Italy. So the kids are going to be Italian, and so you want to go. And maybe it's overcompensation, but my last name is Corolla, and with a gay first name like Adam, it's always confused people. What kind of name is Corolla? Well, Corolla is clearly an Italian name. It's just, who's stupid enough to name their kid Adam when the last name's Corolla? People think I'm Jewish. They don't know what it is.
Yes.
Like, if you name your kid Seth Corolla, people are like, well, what kind of name is Corolla?
Right. Ira Corolla.
Ira Corolla.
What is he?
Man, that sounds like an affliction or something that would become inflamed. He had to sit on something that was medicated.
You want to play basketball? Oh, my Ira Corolla.
Ira Corolla is all.
My Ira Corolla.
Yeah, it's acting up. Point is, yeah. Cold. I can always tell it's going to rain by my Ira Corolla 2 days in advance. Point is this. You name your kid Tony or even, you know, Robert or Roberto or Santino Corolla. Oh, boy, that's a Pisan,
yeah.
Right there.
Giuseppe
Corolla. Rocco Corolla. Rocco Corolla. You know what
that's
this
hot
guy is. Adam Corolla. Who is this guy? So we decided, well, we'll go Italian. The kids are Italian. So for the girl, so far we have Natalia, which I like because I met an actress many, many years ago. She was hot, named Natalia Segluti. I didn't like Segluti, but Natalia. She was dark, you know, olive skin, dark hair. And I thought, Natalia, it's perfect. She pictured an olive oil bottle when I saw her. And the boy can't come up with a name. The other day I heard about I was looking at a picture book or something, and I saw the boxer, Carmen Basilio.
Nice.
And now Carmine is a guy's name, but Carmen. Carmen Basilio is a great old boxer from the 50s. And I thought, you know, Carmen Carolla, that's a pretty good guy name. But everyone is now telling my wife, that's a chick name. You can't go Carmen. That's a chick name. It is, but it's an old school guy name.
Yeah, a lot of names like that are ruined. I'll tell you another. There are a couple of good names that have been ruined that are classic good names. Casper.
Adolf. It's over.
It'll be back. Casper is the name of my nephew.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's a fantastic name. But, you know, it's been ruined by the friendly ghost.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people used to love that.
Yeah, Casper. It was, I got to tell you, 7 years ago when he was dealt the name Casper, it seemed even wackier. Now it's sort of okay.
Here's another great name that I wish I could give to you, but I've already claimed it for my own unborn child. Grover.
Grover.
It's been ruined by the Muppet character, but
sure.
Listen, that's what his chums call him, Gro Damashek.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right after they kick his ass.
That's right.
Being named Grover.
Yeah.
Nah.
Grover Damashek.
If he's a nerd intrinsically and his name is Grover, then he's going to be the biggest nerd in three counties. Mm-hmm. However, if he's cool and his name is Grover, Gro Damashek, he's the coolest cat in town.
All right.
Yes.
But again, yeah, but you're rolling the dice.
Right.
You may not be cool.
Carmen Carolla, though, I like a great deal. I say
Thank you. You
have a radio show.
Put it out there.
You know, that many, many listeners, you know, around the country. Open it up.
Italian,
let them name one of the two.
Italian girls' names, there are so many beautiful ones, like Isabella, Maria, Teresa.
Yeah. Names like Teresa.
I'm a Jew named Teresa, so I understand the pain.
Names like Maria are a little bit pedestrian to me.
Isabella?
Isabella is a little bit effed out recently. A lot of 4 and 5 year olds running around named Isabella.
Yeah.
A nice name, a beautiful name. And for those who caught the early Isabella train, for those on the vanguard of Isabella, smart move. But now you're just waiting in line.
I agree with you, but here's what I'm saying. I like the cut of your jib with this business because I've long contended, roll the dice. Take a chance. Don't go John. Don't go Dave. Don't go Mike.
No, I know.
That defines nothing. Take a chance. If he's cool, he'll be the coolest one around if you give him the right name. Take a chance.
No, for some people, for some Mikes and Tims and Daves and Steves, there's a great grandpappy or something like that. But with no history, just naming your kid Mike. Really, what happened? Did you not have a name when you were at the hospital and somebody put the clipboard and yelled, fill out a name now? And you just panicked and wrote Mike?
Yeah. Listen, you're right with this, and I think Clutch Carolla are going to be hard-pressed to beat that.
You are, but Carmen, the male Carmen Carolla, not bad either.
Well, for girls, there's that test. It's either the blind date or the boardroom test. If you had a blind date and you knew the girl's name, or if she were making a presentation in the boardroom, it has to work both ways. Like, Amber is a hot blind date,
right.
But Amber should not be your lawyer in a death penalty case.
Right, you don't want any Tiffany's. Chelsea's or
Brandy.
Amber's or Brandy's.
Right.
Yes.
And my wife, Cindy.
Yeah.
Hamstrung.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's spelled with an I.
I'll tell you who you really don't want representing you in the court of law. Cammy. That's a good stripper name, but not at the boardroom.
Right.
Mark?
Yes, good morning, Adam.
What's happening?
Another great day here in Seattle. Baseball season started.
Sure. It's exciting.
Oh, I thought he'd already begun the poem. Baseball season started.
No, I knew. I knew.
Ate a lot of beans.
No, I know. I know he didn't start because I was enjoying it. Sorry, Mark.
I was going to say thank you for your kind words earlier.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, you're getting a little. I was enamored the first few times we'd met, but now it's getting a little artsy fartsy for me.
I'll try to keep it on point for you.
Yeah, focus on the fartsy. A little less artsy, a little more fartsy. All right.
Thank you.
That's the whole thing about artsy and fartsy. There's no word, I love the fartsy part of artsy. I don't like the artsy part. So if we could focus more fartsy, a little more fartsy, a little less artsy, I think we should all adopt that as our battle cry. More fart, less art.
A little fartsy, fartsy.
Yes, a little fartsy, fartsy.
We will, and so I'll do this for Dave, because we, I guess, share a mutual passion for Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, and geekdom. Go ahead.
Yeah, here goes. These limericks are like throwing stones. Jolly is the skull and crossbones. Because we're blazing with red eyes. Sir Mark the Poet Jedi. This war is Ask Mac of the Clones.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's it's a limerick, but it's sort of a deaf comedy. I mean, a deaf jam, deaf poetry limerick, slam. Right?
Thank you. I'd like to get hooked up with Russell Simmons. That'd be awesome to do that.
Yeah, well, he's looking for single. A new lady, yeah. You can fill, fill that
like
void in his life.
Tell your friends.
All right, Mark, you want to give your plug out?
Yeah, thank you. My book, Poems to Bed.
All right. That's enough. Well, here's the thing. You got to push it out there. I can't beg for it. We're running late here. Time is Nebraska. Oh, Jesus. We got to take a break. All right. We will take ourselves a break. All right, Mark, hang on. I'm feeling bad. We'll give you a plug when we come back. And then news. And then sports. And then Pete Rose. And, oh, man. Oh, got a lot of baby names coming up, too.
If your wife has rejected Clutch for the kid, just change your name. It's not too late.
Well, that's a good
Clutch
point.
Corolla.
She can't stop me. Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
You have a name for me?
Yeah, I had a couple names. We named our son Giovanni.
Giovanni, not bad. Not bad.
And my uncle's name is Uncle Damiano.
Damiano.
Ooh, Dom for short.
That's
nice.
That's
a nice one. You know, you got the little nickname Dom or
right.
Nino, whatever you want.
Yeah. Here's my, I like Damiano. Giovanni is nice. My problem is, as we spoke earlier about attire and wardrobe and that stuff, you can't get caught trying. There's some names where I think, now I got to be careful because I'm a C-list celebrity, understand? And celebrities get put under the magnifying glass when they name their kid a pretentious name, and you don't want to get caught trying. You know what I mean?
No,
you don't want to. You don't want to go
better than Apple.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want to. You don't want to go Satchel or Scout or something like that. Then you get caught. And everyone rolls their eyes. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Also,
and your son will get beaten up.
Also, you have to factor in the last name. See how it rolls. You know, Carmen Corolla is nice. Clutch Corolla, even better. Damiano Corolla. That's maybe a few too many syllables.
Mm-hmm.
But good solid efforts.
All right,
and appreciate it. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with news, sports, Pete Rose after this.
2-1 pitch from Shaw. Center. There it is. Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Yeah. Thank you. Fireworks. Pete Rose is waiting in the wings. We'll do some news, we'll do some sports, and then we'll bring him in. Phone lines lit up when I talked about naming my kids. I think we got the chick's name, but I don't think we got the dude's name. Boy and a girl coming. Justin?
Yeah.
You have two ideas for names?
I have two kick-ass names for some kick-ass boys.
All right.
All right. One is Tuffy.
Tuffy, not bad.
Tuffy Rhodes was a baseball player.
Yeah, Tuffy's a good name.
It.
Tuffy Corolla.
Yeah.
Again, people, factor in the last name heavily.
That's everything.
A lot of people name their kids like they don't know their own last name. Like they're going to get, like they pick the first name and the last name's going to be assigned at some later date. What are you, retarded? Say it. Say it and see how it flows, everybody. Tuffy, not bad at all. Go ahead, Justin. What's
the
second?
And then the other one is Bodie.
Bodie.
Like skier?
The problem is, yes, there's Bodie, the blowhard skier who won, by the way, nothing. Very funny. Such a blowhard. I'm glad he came home with zilch. Didn't come home with foil, that blowhard. By the way, and you know how difficult it is to be a blowhard under 30 who's a skier? And you know how tough it is to be a skier? It's one thing if you're a politician or a fight promoter. Do you know how difficult it is to be under 30 to ski professionally and be a blowhard? Almost impossible.
Yeah. All of his peers are smoking weed and listening to punk music. He's waxing poetic about
right.
the slope.
Jeez. Right, good.
Dude, I was thinking about the Point Break.
Yes, that's exactly right. Of course where Dave's mind turned. Actually, to say Dave's mind turned to Point Break would suggest that he wasn't thinking about Point Break before it came up.
No. I did on driving in here. I did a little Red Dawn in my head. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Two solid efforts so far. I like Tuffy. Patrick?
Yo.
What's up? You got names?
What do you think about, how about AJ? Little Adam Jr., AJ?
AJ, yeah, little Sopranos ask.
Sure, why not?
Again, only the blacks can get away with that. So, I don't know. Although, Pete Rose, think of a managed to offend Pete Rose. Pete Rose is a senior now, as I'm looking, so it must mean he named
I think he's also a junior. I think his father
is a junior and
Pete.
A senior.
Is that possible?
I was looking at a piece of paper here. It says Pete Edward Pete Rose Senior. So I'm guessing you get senior added. Although I do like the idea of you not being a senior your whole life and then having it added on to your name at some point in your adult life because you named your kid junior, thus doing the math. All right, so AJ, yes. Anything else, Patrick?
Well, let's see. I just want to let you know, my wife and I had twins 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Little boy, little girl.
Ah.
And what do you do? When's your wife doing? A couple
she's
of months?
She's doing June, and you're out here in Los Angeles?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll not be hanging out because of the difference in our class.
There you go.
But
what are your babies' names?
I went with Kira and Rowan.
Kira. I like Kira.
That's nice.
Yeah. Kira's nice. Rowan, not bad. If you don't mind, tell us your last name. Rowan could go
key.
A few different directions.
Yeah, right.
I am Murphy.
Rowan Murphy.
Oh,
that works.
I love that.
That's nice.
Everything goes with Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Rowan Murphy. That's
so you're hamstrung, Corolla, because
right.
like Damashek, the same thing. If you have a nice monosyllabic last name, you have Lynch over there,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can put any word he wants in front of that, and it's going to sound good. So you got to be very careful. Corolla, you can't just throw any cool name in front of it. You got to be
right.
careful. That's why I've offered to you, and at least to this point, you've rejected it, Pancake and Flapjack. Cake and Flap would be an awesome...
I'm going to keep my rejection streak alive.
Cake Corolla
rejected.
Would be a darling girl.
Lisa, Cake would be nice.
No. I have a boy's
yes,
name
yes.
for you. Okay.
Go ahead.
It has a little nod to the Italians, but it's hip and cool and new.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas. Vegas Corolla.
Vegas. Do I spell it a different name?
Nope, same way.
A different way? Yes. Vegas Corolla. Huh.
Mm.
Yeah, pretentious. But there's something kind of interesting about it. Now, if you could justify it, if you could get to the point where you go, oh, it's an old Italian name, or there's a town in Torino called Vegas, or, you know, some small hobble in Italy at some point, but... I don't think it's going to work. No.
How about instead San Francisco, just Francisco, and if you're going to name after Sit, and then Cisco Corolla.
Cisco Corolla. Sounds good. Sounds like a 70s buddy sitcom. Okay. Well, we'll work this out. We don't have to decide today.
Cake and Flap.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Tell you, Sophia Corolla.
We are going to F down. We're going to do a little news, and then we'll do a little sports. We'll start the news with the beautiful... Teresa Struss. Thank you. Got caught up on the names.
A federal jury in Virginia decided yesterday that Al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui is eligible for the death penalty for his role in the 9/11 terrorist plot. Starting Thursday, the jury will hear evidence to decide whether he should be executed.
Mm. It'd be nice if he was.
Well, I think they're going to argue that he's crazy.
Yes.
And schizophrenic in particular.
I would, that to me is two more reasons to kill you. I'm sorry. I'm a Darwinist, but you're crazy, you're schizo, and you're terrorist. That's enough to put you in the ground for
me.
And you know, something that people don't realize is the guy's only 37 years old and seems to be in decent health. And the thing about the joint, you don't get the booze, you don't get the drugs, you don't get to smoke the weed. All you do is pray and read in the library all day. You may go to 109. So we may be supporting this guy in a maximum security facility for another 65 years.
Yeah, but who would you rather be in prison, a pedophile or Moussaoui?
Wow, that's tough. That's tough. I don't know. If I was Moussaoui, I would keep a pedophile close by. That'd be my strategy.
Throw him in front of you.
You goddamn. You're one of them terrorists, aren't you? Hey, I got a pedophile right here. What? Oh! And then they just run, jump on him. I would always travel. That's why I travel with a pedophile now.
It's smart.
Yes. You always, when you're rich like I am, don't travel with security guards. They can be overtaken. You got a security guard. I mean, these guys, dignitaries are killed every year. They have a whole entourage of security. One bullet takes them down. 700-pound black man, one bullet, boom, down to the ground. Then you got nothing, but you travel with a pedophile.
Or you a pack it, of them.
You pack of pedophiles. Yeah, Lynch, we need to roll after the show, by the way.
Sure.
I'm not traveling with pedophiles. That's it. You run into trouble. It's like, you think you're, hey, this is a pedophile. Oh, get him. And then you just make your way to safety.
In entertainment news,
mm-hmm.
Brokeback Mountain continues to break new ground. Today, the Oscar-winning gay cowboy drama becomes the first major studio title to debut as a download-to-own movie on the same day it's released as a DVD.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yes, I know. Even though the quality is poor and it costs as much as a DVD and you can't play it on a Mac, you could still watch it on your computer at home. It's like, yeah, yeah. We have things called DVDs and I have things called big screens. And we're cool. So yeah. until you can do better, you know, people do the different thing. Yeah, but this is different. Yeah, but until you can do better, I'm not interested. What you have to do is if a DVD, you know, quality is such and such, and it costs, you know, $12, higher quality, cheaper, then call me.
Different, not as good as better.
No, better than different.
You heard it here.
Thank you.
Last night on The Apprentice, the teams were asked to write a jingle for Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Rush member, you hate the name Gold Rush.
Yes.
Gold Rush member
retarded
Lee.
Name.
It's retarded. Lee could not participate because he was observing the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Donald Trump, who was on the show yesterday, in the boardroom, taking down team leader Bryce.
Bryce, I think it's terrible that you brought Lee back, okay? He's observing a Jewish holiday.
You can
holiday.
Send Lee home
I
right
think,
now.
Excuse me, maybe I will send him home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's terrible that you brought Lee back. I think it's terrible that you didn't bring Tariq back and that you didn't bring Charmaine back. And I think it's terrible that your team was so late for the Arby's executives. And Bryce, you're fired.
Bryce, out.
Out.
Fantastic. Came on. Well, now I don't have to watch it because it came on last night at 10 o'clock. I TiVo'd it. I watched half hour, went to bed. Now I know. Fantastic.
Thanks, Teresa. You're
Thank
fired.
Thank you, sweetie pea. You're
wow.
gone, too. Yeah. Just play that back. That's how you know what your status is here.
Wow.
Again, Gold Rush. One of the team's names is Gold Rush. And these are 8 college-educated adults, maybe 10, all sitting in a room. We need to come up with a name for our company. How about Gold Rush? How about that's lame? Let's keep going. There's nobody. Everyone just signs off on it. I would immediately be in trouble with the entire group because I'd be like, are you high? That's a retarded name. I go, Gold Rush? We're all adults here. College educated. MBAs. Gold Rush.
And I believe
that sounds like a dance squad from junior high.
It
now,
does.
Welcome to the talent show at Louis Pasteur Junior High. Gold Rush! A bunch of chicks come out wearing the... Everyone now, get funky! Right. They're wearing that thing where it's the leotard, but they got that weird skirt.
Yes.
That weird dance skirt on
yes.
it. Yeah, that's right.
Solid
the
Gold
nude
Rush.
Hose.
Right.
Like a Solid Hooters
gold.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry for ruining that for you.
Yes,
apparently
Gold
that's
Rush.
Gonna be a career
yeah.
ending decision.
You're lucky I don't know which one Bryce is.
He is the most milquetoast. If I described him to you, you wouldn't know.
Do it.
I won't tell you anything else about that, but I will tell you about singer Pink.
Gold Rush, everyone!
You know, Gold Rush takes the floor.
Nothing worse than in junior high when they have to ask you 3 or 4 times to stand up. Come on, everyone, on your feet now! Come on, seriously!
Come on, everybody!
Come on!
When they make you try, I get uncomfortable even with the applause thing.
And then the person gets earnest. Okay, listen, we're going to need you to stand up, please.
Look.
I imagine that this has happened to you, Adam, where you've been at a sporting event and the Jumbotron has gone on you and they play the music and you're expecting
number
to dance.
One or number two? Oh, gone on. Gone.
Yes.
Yes, I understand now. No.
No.
No. I've never been to a sporting event. Except for Old Reds games, because Pete Rose is coming in.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Pink and her husband Carrie Hart keep things hot when they're apart. How? A combination of homemade porn and the World Wide Web. According to Pink, quote, we do the webcam thing.
Oh, really?
Apparently that's what they do.
Wow. Okay.
In an article in New York Magazine, Rosie O'Donnell rips Star Jones, who returns to The View today, something I know that you're TiVoing as we speak.
Sure, don't ruin it for me.
I will never make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie says about Star's book, and I'm quoting here, this is Rosie about Star.
Mm-hmm.
To leave out gastric bypass and the supposed gender identity issues of your husband, it's just like selling bull to the point that it's sickening.
Gender identity. Yes?
Yeah, she
yes.
said supposed gender identity
right.
issues, which I think is a fancy way of accusing...
him of being gay.
Right.
Yes.
I am gay.
Well,
I'm a lesbian.
It's,
I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
Is it gender? I don't... It's sexual proclivity, but it's not gender.
Sexual
I mean,
preference.
He knows he's a dude, right? I mean, like, Bill, he's gay, but he's a male. allegedly.
He's clearly a man.
Pre-op, board-op Bill is still pre-op.
I am, and I'm going to stay that way.
He's going to stay that way until he can raise $2,600.
It's $10,000, by the
way. Oh, sorry. That's okay. And looked into it as much as you have.
You know what? This last story ties into that because in Saudi Arabia, five women were tired of being subservient to men. They decided to get sex changes. Mm-hmm. So after going abroad for the operations, they returned to Saudi Arabia with all the rights of men. Islamic leaders are working to change the laws. They better hurry because a clinic in Saudi Arabia is already advertising for sex change procedures. Check this out.
Tired of being a filthy, useless woman? Come down to Saudi Arabia's number one sex change clinic. After our time-tested operation, you'll be able to do the things you are never able to do, like driving, going out in public without a male relative accompanying you, and showing your ankles. Come in for a free consultation today. Being a woman is not your fault, but it can be corrected.
Wow. That was great, except for the bad accent. Other than that, it was fun.
It was pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Finally, tonight's American Idol features...
What part of Orange County was that cheek from?
I think Garden Grove.
Wow.
Finally, tonight's American
Idol... Boston? Oh, okay.
features...
Jesus Christ, I've never met anyone does worse accents than me. Was that you, Mike? Wow.
That was the I've placentia version.
Yes. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I'm like Rich Little.
Yeah.
Tonight's American Idol features a country music theme with a performance by Kenny Rogers. He's the gambler. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I will be brief because I see the legendary Pete Rose outside in the green room being tormented by the words of Tad, Fat Tad. And Fat Tad's looking hungry, too. I want to spare Pete Rose.
He also had a baseball for him to sign, too. There's
that.
A shocker.
Well, not pretty last night. The Florida Gators are your national champions after destroying UCLA 73-57, and it didn't even seem that close. MVP Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
Did it all. 16 points, tournament record, 6 blocks. Must be emasculating being dominated by a guy who looks like him. 7 feet tall, but about 123 pounds. He's got that ponytail in the back, plus the braces. He looks like Sarah Gilbert from a 7-foot version. Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne. No.
Oh,
Melissa Gilbert. Sarah Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert,
on
yes.
Roseanne.
Oh, worse being dominated by her. I'd rather have Melissa Gilbert push me out of the paint.
One silver lining was that
I can't
UCLA's
figure out, by the way, that guy, you know, Noah, it's hard to tell whether he's really good-looking or really ugly. Every once in a while, there's a guy that either is so good-looking he's ugly or so ugly he's good-looking. I can't figure it out. He's either strikingly handsome or a disaster.
Yes.
I don't know which
it is. I think
he's
only 19, so let's wait a
He'll
couple of years before
him.
But he's like a gazelle out there, isn't he? Really?
It's crazy.
It's really something. He's 7 feet tall. But as I say, the one silver lining, Luke Richard Umba Amute, UCLA star, the guy who didn't play a lick of ball his entire childhood, he didn't have a very good game, which I know that you join me in celebrating this, because I don't like people who never played basketball. I played since I was 7.
That's right.
No one ever came to me to see if I wanted to play college ball.
No, you were sucking in the womb in hoops.
Yeah. I had to force my way onto the high school team. This guy shows up at 18. Now he's one of the best players in the country.
I'll tell you, when they talk about these phenoms from different countries, I played 7 years of Pop Warner football and, you know, 3 years of high school and a year of junior college, if you want to count it. The point is by the time I was done with 11 years of football, I was not half as good as Christian Okoye was when he was 9, living in Nigeria and never seen a football.
Yes, it's rude.
Kicked it around the football field for his first 2 seasons over at Pacific. I can't stand that. It's a slap in the face to us. It's like the guys in the Special Olympics.
That's exactly right.
It's like the guys who are missing the arm who want to play in the major leagues.
I've mentioned it before.
The blind guys that are running the 100 yards faster than us who are not seeing impaired can make it. It's an attack.
I don't mind Albert Pujols. Being the best player in baseball. Listen, he's 6'3". He's a monster. He hits it a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Who I resent is David Eckstein, 5'7", skinny little guy.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yo, oh, you're such an overachiever. You're a hard worker.
I don't like
you
that.
Make me look like a jerk.
Yeah, it's an attack. Nothing short.
Anyway, listen, I predicted UCLA, and as I learned from the late, great Jerry Orbach at the end of Dirty Dancing, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Right.
And I was very wrong here. On the bright side, I was 12-0 in the NFL playoffs against the spread, and the NFL is now only 5 months away, filling the gap between now and then, much to the chagrin of one Adam Carolla.
Yes.
A little something called our national pastime.
Nah.
Major League Baseball. Listen, you don't like it. I'll talk LPGA from here till now.
Please, at least the tournaments count. In baseball, every game counts as less than one.
All right, we'll let you settle that with the hit king.
162 games.
Opening day
guys
yesterday.
Guys couldn't figure out who the best team was in 100 games?
All right, now there are only 161 left to go.
Ugh.
Up in Seattle, the Angels slipped by the Mariners. And in Oakland, the Yankees shamed the A's in front of their home fans 15-2. I told you the Yankees were jerks. In the National League, things didn't start off particularly well for the Dodgers. The Bumps gave up 11 runs in Chavez Ravine to the Braves. They lost the opener. The Snakes of Arizona lost to the Crummy Rockies. Great stuff down in San Diego. The Padres beat the Giants, and their star who suffers from synthetically induced gigantism, Barry Bonds.
Right.
No homers for Barry. Even better, one fan was generous enough to throw a syringe at him on the field as he was leaving in the eighth inning.
Oh, did he? And he picked it up,
He
too.
Picked it up.
Wow. That won't be the first.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Ingenious.
I know. I like it. Listen, my call to boo was met with resounding boos. Yesterday, they loved it. Everybody booed the crap out of him every time Barry. And here's what Barry says about people who boo him and throw syringes at him.
Barry, if that's what they want to do, embarrass themselves, and that's on them. That has nothing to do with me at all. I have to go out there and play baseball.
You embarrass yourself, Bonds. You embarrass America. You're a creep.
Now, do you boo Bonds because you just like to say boo?
I say
boo Bonds.
I boo him for many reasons. No. I boo him as a Pirates fan, as an American. And so on and so forth. Now, very quickly, I would like to share this. My cousin Brandon Damashek, one of the most avid listeners, listens in Harrisburg, PA from his job where he's supposed to be doing work, but instead he listens to 4 hours
we'll
of the show.
We'll do the job math, by the way. You don't have to explain the part where you actually have to work at your job.
Okay.
Right.
He is not a fan of Mark the Poet.
No.
He's not a fan. So he sent in a couple of limericks, and I'd like to share them quickly.
All right.
Mark the Poet's a talent-free jerk whose poetry drives me berserk. It's like a probing anal exam, and I could give a good goddamn about listening to Mark's white boy rap while I work.
Wow.
And one more, he says, Mark the Poet's a talent-free hack whose rhymes could have been spewed by a second-rate running back. He thinks a poem is a rap. Either way, his work is crap, and I hope his gay lover cuts off his nutsack.
He's Damashek,
wow,
all right.
Angry. Yes.
Angry Damashek. What is he supposed to be doing at work?
Yeah,
by the
what
way?
Does what? He do?
Well, I have his email open
he
right here.
He works with special needs children.
Right, because he's so patient and loving.
He's a counselor for special needs children.
Compassionate.
He's an eye surgeon. He's a proposal writer and researcher for youth advocate programs.
Oh.
I didn't know that that's where it was.
So sad. Anyway. You see, this is why you have to do homeschooling, everybody. All right.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Well, I'm excited to say our next guest after the break is a legend by the name of Pete Rose. Yeah, very excited to talk to Pete Rose. Many questions for the man. He'll be in studio after this.
2-1 pitch from Shaw.
24 seasons you played, Pete?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I broke that record on 9/11.
Wow. Hmm.
And I was born on the same day the Titanic sunk and Abe Lincoln was shot.
Wow.
April 14th. What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. You've defied the odds.
Day to day while I'm here on his show.
This is it's an interesting point, Pete. Do you look at yourself is blessed or snake bitten? You know what I mean? Because people could make the argument, this guy's had a charmed life, and then others could make the argument, it hasn't worked out the way it could have.
Well, I think you can answer it both ways. But in my case, as far as playing the game of baseball, I mean, I had more fun than anybody because obviously one reason I played more winning games than anybody.
Oh,
and
you
that's,
did?
And that's
another
why
record.
You play.
Didn't
that's
know
why
that.
You play.
Well,
but
yeah.
Obviously, when they started investigating me in '89, it was been kind of rough since then. But mm-hmm. It's okay now. I mean, I'm doing okay now. I mean, because I think the majority of people understand that I understand I made a mistake, and I'm one of the rare guys in this country that can't get a second chance. I mean, what was it, a month ago? They let the guy out of jail. They shot the Pope.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, so they give him a chance.
Pope went over and apologized to him for stealing his bullet or something a week after he got out of the hospital. God bless
you. I wish I could change what happened, but I can't change what happened. All you can do is talk about it, and I'm the right guy to talk about
you
it
should
because
have shot
I know the
Pope.
Most about it.
That would have been a better deal. Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, shoots Charlie Jesus, or whatever he calls himself.
He would have gotten the job done.
That's true.
Yeah.
There would be no apologies.
Well,
he'd be in the ground.
To use my back because I guarantee
that's
good
right.
contact.
He'd be
yep.
in Pope Heaven, which is probably the same heaven we all get to go to, theoretically. Not sure if they get their own. Pete Rose, so I'm interested. Well, first off, I'm going to give you a plug for coming on the show, by golly. He's going to be at the Las Vegas Caesar Forum Shop signing. And you'll sign bats, you'll sign baseballs, you'll
sign
autographs.
Yeah, we have a store out there called the Field of Dreams store. Actually, there's about 40 of them around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three of them in Las Vegas, one in Rio, one downtown next to Smith & Lewinsky, and one at the Forum Shops. And I'm at the one at the Forum Shops at least 15 days a month, so it's mostly weekends.
You want to go there and watch Pete sign your baseball because, as I've seen from many sports exposés, the ones you get off the internet, who knows?
Yeah.
They have, everything takes place in New Jersey, yeah. by the way, magically. But they always go to New Jersey, they go to some warehouse, and they find a guy who's in charge of authenticating baseball, whatever, sports memorabilia. Turns out 75% of the stuff that's being circulated may or may not be real, authentic.
Well,
unless it's got Pete Rose's name on it.
You got to, you know, I deal with a company called Mountain Memories. It's the number one memorabilia company in the country, and everything's certified that they give away or sell. And
I'm saying,
I think it's important to tell the people you don't have to buy an autograph if you come see me. I mean, I take hundreds of pictures every day and hold babies and talk to grandma. So
how much for a baby picture?
No, it's all important how big the baby is.
Well, the baby Pete says,
I had one the other day. I got to tell you this story.
Baby's
I had one
round,
the other day.
So
I'm signing an
more.
Autograph for a guy,
yeah.
and I got my head down, and I say the next one comes up, and this lady comes up, and she's got these big ass Elton John sunglasses on. True story. Mm-hmm. And she says, I saw you on the best damn sports show. And I look up at her and I said, well, if you take them glasses off, you could probably see me a little better. And I lean forward and she's got her seeing eye dog with her.
Oh,
oh no.
Nice.
Oh, you
but I get out of it. I wiggle my way out of it. But then, and I said to
sure.
her, I says, why did you say you saw me? She goes, in my life, if I hear you, it's like seeing you. I guess that makes
right.
sense.
It does.
Yeah. At least it's still now. Is it as bad as asking a woman when she's due who's not pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
That's probably
that's brutal.
Well, at least if they're blind, you can go, hey, what's that, and just run away.
I had one about 23 come up about 2 months ago, and she had a picture of her six kids. And I said, six kids? I mean, she looked like a nine and a half. I mean, this girl was really,
right.
really nice.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm getting a picture from my six kids, and she had a picture of them. And I said, would you adopt four? She said, no, I had a girl and I had a boy and I had quadruplets.
Wow.
23 years old, six kids.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
me.
But still a nine and a half. And speaking of, speaking of women, you've had your share, have you not?
We all have.
Traveling on the road?
No,
not Mike
you've
Lynch.
You've been around the block. You're not just the hit king.
Yes.
You're also the king of the ladies, yes?
That's right.
That was Steve Garvey, wasn't it?
Well,
I heard that.
Traveling, though. I mean, what a time. This is the swinging 70s. You're at your prime. And, you know, you played through like nine decades, so it's hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here you are, big red machine.
Mm-hmm.
Playing at the prime, traveling
biggest
on the
star,
road.
On yeah. the best team.
Super charming.
Right. Pre-AIDS.
Right.
Pre-everything.
Oh, no, but that was Johnny Bench because he was single. See, the rest of us were all married.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Married guys on the road, athletes, they don't cheat.
How do you know?
Never.
No. So, traveling. Are you single now? Are you married
no,
now?
I'm married. I live
You're
in
married.
Sherman Oaks, California.
Same woman all throughout the years?
21 years.
Wow.
I got a son, 21. I got a daughter, 16. It's launching a music career.
Wow.
Unbelievable. She was a regular on Melrose Place, a regular on Passions, regular on Ellen DeGeneres. She got a pretty good resume.
She's 16?
16.
So she was 7 when she was on Melrose Place?
She was 5 years old.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what she was. I used to watch Melrose Place.
Sarah McBride was her
name.
Was
she somebody's daughter or something on the show?
She was McBride's daughter, the guy that had a girlfriend named Megan.
Huh.
Well, she did the last 13 episodes.
So wow.
That's the right time to be on the show. And she started with Passions, and she used to work with little Josh Evans. Remember the little Michigan
guy? Yeah.
And she hadn't worked since he died because she always worked with him.
Oh, she was broken up about it?
Yeah, she was. She was pretty close to him.
Matter of fact,
I watched them tape the last episode they did. They taped on Friday for the following Monday, which I guess they put 5 shows in the can. And in the show that was supposed to be on the following Monday, she was supposed to come down out of heaven and put the wings on him and take him to heaven, and he died in real life that day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Eerie. Phone call about you and the Hall of Fame. Well, matter of fact, it just reminded me about you and the Hall of Fame. First off, I made the announcement yesterday, speaking of ascending to heaven, maybe it's a little bit morbid, but when you pass, if you ever pass, you will go to the Hall of Fame. Do you believe that? And do you believe you will go to the Hall of Fame before you pass? They certainly will do it posthumously, right?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I mean, because I think the Hall of Fame is, sure, you'd like to be up there and give an acceptance speech, thank all the people. But I kind of had a Hall of Fame induction when I broke the record because I don't think anybody here understands what it means to get a 9-minute standing ovation. And that's how big of an ovation I got in Cincinnati when I broke the record. And what happens in the course of that 9 minutes is you think about all the people responsible for you being there. And in my case, it was my dad, my uncle, my little league coaches who had all passed away. And that's what brings tears to your eyes. See, that's what people don't understand about me, Adam, is it took 9 minutes to break me down on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm not a real remorseful guy. You know, that's why I got 4,000 hits. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And like I hear or read writers today say, he's not remorseful about what he did. Well, what I did was in 1987 and 1988. Okay, that's almost 20 years ago.
Right.
So am I supposed to walk around with my head down the rest of my life?
By the way, it's not like you abducted and molested somebody's kid. You gambled, right?
Well,
I mean,
I gambled on my own team to win, which was wrong because I broke the rules.
Well, you gambled to win. I mean, look, you're talking to a sort of atheist who's confused about a lot of the rules we have here on this planet. I understand when you harm somebody, and I even understand when you potentially, you know, if you gamble on your team to lose, obviously, then you can throw the game. But to win, and you're a coach, and you're Charlie Hustle, and you're trying to win at any cost anyway, what is there? I know they don't like the way it sounds. I know they don't like symbolically the message it sends, but what danger
isn't it a little bit like if you like the number 2 horse in the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah.
And the jockey's got a bet on number 2, isn't it about the same thing? Not is a bet on number 1.
Prize fighters bet on themselves.
They're allowed to bet on themselves?
Yeah, well, in boxing, you can do whatever
you
want.
They make
that's
bets
the beauty of boxing.
Yeah,
they don't have Bud Seeley up there. They have Don King. A guy who was in jail for stomping a friend of his to death. By the way, this is the role model.
You got the Dan Goosens. You got the good promoters.
Yes, you got the good ones who seem good compared to Don King. I don't know if they would seem good compared to us.
This is exactly right. I agree with you completely that it's the same. You know, what some skippers, I'm sure, are in the locker room before the game say, like, fellas, if we give it our all, I think we can get this thing done. You were in there saying, like, I know we're going to win. I got $8,000 on it, fellas.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
And I did it every night. I mean, I didn't do it 5 out of 6 nights where a guy could say, well, he don't like his team tonight because he didn't bet on them.
Listen, if I was the owner of a franchise and I found out the skipper was gambling on us to win, I would renew his contract immediately.
Sure.
Right, he believes in himself and the team.
Yes, it's the exact opposite of him betting not to win.
Now, all you're going to hear after I leave today is he's still not remorseful. Now he's saying it's okay to do that.
That's not what I hear.
Well, the other thing about it is, you know, we keep doing this thing with sports where we the lines are getting blurry. What's going on the field, off the field? Should it be, you know, what if the guy's been divorced 25 times? Should that stop him from getting into the Hall of Fame? Should it affect, what about Ray Lewis and being implicated in these murders? And it's on and on and on. It's going to keep going on and on and on. Athletes are going to keep getting into trouble because they're less educated. They're getting more money. They're getting into more trouble. It's going to happen. We need just to decide, is it what goes on the field that decides whether you get into the Baseball Hall of Fame? To me, it's the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not the Good Guy Hall of Fame.
Not the Altar Boy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right. To me,
Does anybody at this round table we're sitting at right now, does anybody believe that I'm the only baseball player in the history of baseball to gamble?
Yes, we all do. We discussed it thoroughly before you came on. I'm sorry, Pete.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
What about Joe Jackson?
What about Joe Jackson, 1919?
Yeah, that's right.
His name came up, and we agreed that he hadn't gambled.
How about that situation? Here's people to compare my case to Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Jackson took money to throw a World Series game.
Right.
Is that similar to betting on your own team?
Am I missing something? Yes, a million times worse. Now, it's like we talk about, I don't know why I'm getting back to boxing again, but one time a boxer got his belt. He won the fight, and then they took away his belt because he tested positive.
That was James Toney.
Tony tested positive for steroids. Right. Before that, a guy tested positive for marijuana, and they took away his belt. And I'm saying, if it's not helping, then you should leave. The guy should keep his belt.
Right. It's like tying one arm behind your back before the fight. He's got high.
The point is,
you sound like the guys in the media today that you get some of these guys that will say, well, steroids don't help you as a baseball player because you got to have hand-eye coordination to be a big league player.
Right.
Well,
right.
Would anybody disagree that steroids make you stronger?
Right.
And if you're stronger, do you hit the ball further?
Sure.
If you hit the ball further, you hit more home runs? Hello?
Yeah, well, look, people steroids are enhancing your game because people are doing them. They would, if it were ineffective,
they wouldn't do it.
You don't then, do it just because you want to see your penis shrink and your head grow.
And get bad skin.
Then you have the ones that say, well, he didn't take steroids because he's a base stealer. Why would he take steroids? Hello, right. Ben
faster.
Johnson.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Ben Johnson got his gold medal stripped because of steroids.
So even though, I mean, Pete, you have a lot of pride, and you should, and you have a lot of bravado. And you say, well, you had your 9-minute standing ovation over there at when you broke the record. But there's still a big part of you that would like to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Every player of his or her sport would like to go to the Hall of Fame. But what I'm telling you is if I ever go to the Hall of Fame, I'll be the most the happiest guy in the world. But I'm also telling you, I don't pray every night before I go to bed that I'm going to make the Hall of Fame.
You're not obsessing.
I'm
going to
get up in the morning.
And you were eligible. Now, how's baseball work? You're eligible 5 years after you retire?
That's another rule. I mean, that's another rule I don't understand. Everyone's telling me my eligibility ran out. It's 15 years. Okay?
15 years is the length of it.
But yes. How did my eligibility run out when I'd never been eligible?
It's a decent point.
Can someone answer that question?
Yeah.
I've never been on the Hall of Fame list, and you're only allowed on the list for 15 years.
Right.
I've never been on the list, but yet my clock ticked.
I didn't know there was a limit. I just knew there was a minimum requirement, like you had to be retired for, is it 5 years?
I think it's five. And then you have a 15-year period
after that where you're eligible, but you were never made eligible.
So your 15 years
have not even begun.
Right. That's the way I look at it. But,
I'm telling you, if I was your son, I can't help. I know he loves you very much, but if I was your son, I would hope you would pass and that you would then be inducted posthumously, and then I would get to go except for you. I'm sorry. Does that make me a bad child? Both of them, then.
Your kids are both athletes, too, right?
Yeah, they're both athletes.
Okay, if I was the older son, what I would do is I would poison Pete, then I would poison the younger son, and next thing you know, I'm standing over there.
I never eat around my two sons.
Okay, smart. That's what I'm going to do. Pete Rose is in studio. Thank you for your candor, by the way, Pete. We have many more things to talk to you about. Again, he's going to be at the Caesars Forum. He's going to be at the Field of Dreams this Thursday through Sunday, noon to 6, signing some things, taking some pictures. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your sympathy. Come on down and say hi. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Pete Rose after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Pete Rose in studio.
Yes.
4,000 plus hits. 24 seasons.
I can't. I knew you played for a long time, but I don't know. Baseball is possibly a sport you can do that in, but 24, for the love of Christ, you know what I mean? Who has, who's been, well, what did Ripken play? How many seasons did Cal play?
Well, let's see, what are you playing, 2,200 straight games?
Something like that. You can do.
I played in 1,300 more games.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And how many games did you miss throughout your career?
Not
because
many.
I don't remember
I
you ever getting
hurt. I missed
10
games in the '70s, and wow. Three of them was
really?
Because, yeah, three of them. Was, I didn't miss any because of injury, except in 1970 at the All-Star game, I missed the next three games when I had that collision with Fosse.
Yeah,
ran him over.
You say you
plate.
Had that collision with him, you ran into him.
No, if you look at the replay, I mean,
I have seen the replay. He was standing there,
but he didn't have the ball. But
he was praying.
He's pissed
actually.
At me today. Isn't that amazing?
Is he? I thought he gave. I thought the whole thing was because, that he made you made peace.
Because before last year's All-Star game, he come out and he said, "I purposely tried to hurt him," and
right.
He also said he didn't go out to eat with me the night before. I took him out to eat till 2 o'clock in the morning. Him and Sam McDowell.
And really, and he said he didn't do
he
that.
Said he didn't go
ingrate.
To my house.
I thought you guys were. I thought you and your wives went out.
He won't do a card show with me. He won't do a card show with him because he said he don't want. He don't want to be reminded of the moment.
So he was, for those who don't remember, he was obviously an all-star catcher.
Yeah, rookie.
That's why he was in the game.
Tigers catcher, right?
And
no,
he was
Cleveland.
He was a rookie's number one sports. My ass. Point is,
he thought he was a tiger until he tried to block the play.
A toothless tiger.
He's now. Here's my understanding. And now maybe things have changed a little bit over the years. Now, an all-star game, it's like in basketball, no hard fouls in an all-star game. If you're playing basketball
yeah.
And a guy's dunking, you don't low break.
Which I don't understand. I mean, if people are paying $150, just like remember about 3 years ago when the all-star game ended in a tie?
Right.
Yeah. It was
a tie?
Right.
They had the first annual Ted Williams Award. Guess
right.
Who won it? Nobody.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I have a small beef with Pete. I'm a big Mets fan, and I remember 1973, the Mets are kicking your team's butt, and you're a bit of a sore loser, and you go and beat up Bud Harrelson.
Wow. I'm a sore loser? Is that what he said? Well, I can't tell you what Bud called me, but, we got
really?
That picture in Vegas the other day, and I signed that picture. He won the game, I won the fight.
You
which
definitely
is true.
Won the fight.
I mean, which is true. All I did, all that was two aggressive guys trying to play for the right to go to the World Series, and like you said,
You were a little bit upset that you were losing.
That's all right, Bruska.
Cut the sack, Bruska. Just do what you did to Bud Harrelson.
Listen, I stood in and broke up a double play, and he called me a name I can't repeat on the air, and I just grabbed him. Then the third baseman come running in there to tackle me from behind, Wayne Garrett. So,
right.
You shouldn't be pissed. You went to the World Series. We didn't.
Right.
You should be happy as a Met.
Yeah, great.
Let it go.
Bud. I'm sorry. I'm going to let it go.
My son played for Bud last year. Bud
He's
owns,
a great guy.
He owns the Long Island Ducks, an independent
team. Do you
still
talk to Bud? Did you
sure. We were teammates players? After that in Philadelphia. Get a press release. You can read about all this stuff.
Yeah, please, and not have to talk about it on my radio
show.
Get my
man over here to tell you. Our sports guru over here.
Yeah, number two
Tigers
sports.
Catcher that you attacked.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, these lesbians
Just
are
kidding,
obsessed with
know.
Sports. So, Pete, yeah, anyway, he blocked home plate. Your take is you don't have two speeds. You don't have playoff speed, regular season speed, all-star speed. You just have one speed.
Well, here's
right?
Here's the situation where if you look at the replay, I started to slide head first.
Right.
And he's up the line, straddling the line. I say to myself, if I slide head first, I'm going to break both my collarbones.
Right.
So I went over the top of him, and I actually tagged the plate with his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And my knee hit his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't miss any games after that. However, he had a tear in the shoulder, and it didn't heal right. And he was never the same player after that.
I see.
He did not
arm.
Miss any games. He had
right.
a better second half than he did a first half, and I missed the next three games.
Interesting. So he went on because the All-Star
yes.
game's at halfway point of the season, which
correct.
Is game 1,327, if I know my
we played
baseball.
Too many games, is that what you're saying?
Yes. The halfway point of the 2,600-game season, and he went on and played the rest. To hear it now, you'd think the guy got airlifted out of the stadium and never played
the
game.
Right. Hospital.
Right. All right. Let's take some calls for the great Pete Rose. Jeff?
Yes, I'm here.
You say what? How say you?
I say me. I can give Pete Rose a better standing ovation by myself than he got for 9 minutes.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I doubt it.
I think
it sounds good.
I think it sounds very creepy, actually.
If Pete will promise
unsettling.
To cry, I would like you to do it.
Mildly unsettling.
Maybe so, but you know what? As, a Dodger fan slash hate the big red machine, we always loved Charlie Hustle.
Yeah. Well, you respected him.
You know why? Let me tell you, this is Pete. You know why you said that? Is because when I played the game of baseball, all right, I looked at myself as an entertainer, and I didn't want you to go to the ballpark and not get your money's worth. I didn't get a hit every night, obviously.
And you played the game how I played the game, how I was taught to play the game. Just like Charlie Hustle played it, you hit him hard.
Except that Pete was good.
Right.
All I was doing is it's a kid's game, and I was an adult going out playing a kid's game and having fun. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we were on the best team in the history of baseball, the Big Red Machine, but I will tell you this. The Big Red Machine was the most entertaining team in the history of baseball. We had everything a fan wanted when they come to the ballpark. We had defense. We had speed. We had white players. We had black players. We had Spanish players.
Cesar Geronimo.
Yes, yeah. Ken Griffey Sr. George Foster. I mean, and we had eight players.
Yeah.
You know, we had eight guys that played. We didn't have anybody platooned.
Yeah, and obviously this is before everyone was just being sort of going to the highest bidder, free agency, whatever, however it works. Right. I'm not an expert, but the point is nobody stays together anymore.
Yeah, that team couldn't be assembled today.
You guys stay together, your infield and your outfield, and everyone stay together for season after season. And I wonder what the effect is, because we all grew up, those of us who are old enough, rooting for the hometown team and watching the same guys. I was a Dodgers fan. I saw Garvey over at first base and Say over at third and Lopes and Russell and everybody was the same team.
Yeager.
Give or take a couple outfielders every single season. Yes, Yeager was behind the plate and that's how it was.
Yeah, but the same thing is true right here for this circle. Mm. If someone comes to him next week and offers him,
you know,
$5,000 more a week or whatever,
he's
highly
unlikely.
Yeah. Maybe if we find someone who has ultra low self-esteem and wants no ratings, possibly. But yes, I see what your point is.
Yeah, people get pissed at A-Rod because he makes $250 million.
Right.
I mean, what's he supposed to say when they offer him $250 million? I'm only worth $200 million?
By the way, these are the people who would gladly kill their spouse to collect $8,500 worth of insurance money who are pointing the finger at A-Rod for taking another $50 billion for two
seasons.
You're
as good as you can negotiate.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Pete, you made a reference earlier to the Rainbow Coalition that was the Reds locker room. Now, from what I understand, doesn't make a difference who was in that shower with you. Pete Rose needed no. He could have been the hit king without a bat.
Wow.
could have used the most jigundous wang in the history of
smash.
Actually, that was Tony Perez.
Wow.
Is that really?
Yeah, he wore three shower shoes.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Otherwise, he might get athlete's dong.
When he slid into first.
I wish I had that.
Athlete's dong.
I wouldn't mind having athlete's dong.
Dog, are you listening to that? Listen, I met Tony Perez. Mm. I was 2 days out of high school, and he was 3 months out of Cuba.
Wow.
And when I signed with the Reds, I went to Geneva, New York to play second base. Who was the second baseman when I got there? Tony Perez. They moved him to third. So we've been friends for 46 years, and I talked to him about 2 weeks ago for a half hour. I have no idea what he said.
Yeah, probably best. It's probably been bad-mouthing for the last 35 years.
No, but really, this is what I've heard. Is it all the black guys...
Who did you hear that from?
I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm connected.
Mm-hmm. Evidently.
Now, biggest wang of all time. No?
Are you talking... Someone told me that Shaquille O'Neal's jockstrap was like a parachute.
He's got a ripcord.
I'll tell you, I got the inside.
Shut up.
I got the inside line that it's not.
Really?
I spoke to one of the
Shaq, right?
Ladies. Yeah, Shaq, not Pete.
Nah.
Well, first off, Peter's not even his real name. His teammates named him Peter. His real name is Jacques. They just named him Peter after taking a look at him in the shower. Shaq, once I had one of the ladies he had been with on Loveline, the TV program, and I was making some sort reference about it. I didn't have her. She was a guest on.
Right.
The way I've had you on this program.
Okay.
Not biblically, Pete. The point, if that in fact is your name.
But during the commercial break,
speaking of rectify, she leaned over and she said, I've been with Shaq. No. Not very.
But do you think it just doesn't look big because he's so big?
That's what I said. I mean, I said, well, yeah, but I mean, compared to, you put the Eiffel Tower between the guy's legs, he would dwarf it. And she said, no. And then went on to say she did the water displacement test with it, and it didn't work out very well. So,
yeah,
point is,
her boyfriend was Ron Jeremy.
Not big. We don't know who that is, Peter.
North. Well, when you're on the road, you know, you gotta. You
I find that very satisfying. You know, like Pete Rose.
Me
listen,
too.
he's got the 4,000 hits and everything. Listen, he's the, you know, one of the all time great big leaguers. Now, on top of it, he's got a bigger wang than I do. It's demoralizing. If I have a bigger wang though than Shaq Fu, I'm on cloud nine.
Teresa has a bigger wang than you do, though. By the way.
Well, when it's hard.
A quick limerick for Pete. I don't like the way this man is a potential Hall of Famer. He's a baseball great. Everybody, I don't like the direction this
conversation's
is going.
Been
yes, I believe.
It's undignified.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't start this, fans. I didn't start this conversation.
No,
that's right.
You're above it.
Jeff?
Yes?
You have a limerick for Pete Rose?
There once was a man named Pete who liked to make all sorts of bets. One day he lost 15 large on the Mets. He promised not to gamble on the street, and now he's in lifelong debt.
Yeah, weak.
There's three or four of those not true there.
That didn't even follow the limerick rules. A-A-B-B-A.
Yes. That was just S-U-C-K-K-K-K. Yeah, that sucked. Thank you. Leave the limericks to the professionals.
You'd like to have my debt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Now you lived a charm. And what a life, by the way. I mean, do you look in a way, and by the way, I played baseball and I played football, and the difference between playing baseball and playing football is baseball was fun and football was work. I mean, you know what? Football practice, if you're not a skilled player, if you're not a wideout or a Z-back or something, you get to drag around a truck tire all day on a hot field or hit a sled or just do these tackling drills. I mean, you don't see a football. I played 11 years of football. I never touched a football. I just played linebacker. It's never any fun. Baseball, you throw, you catch, you bat. You get to play baseball when you practice baseball.
You always
it's
get
fun.
To practice what you're good at.
Right.
If you just want to be a hitter, hang around the cage. You just want to be a fielder, go get your ground balls, your fly balls.
Right.
But there again, football players don't hit during the season anymore.
No, because they get too
it's
hurt.
Not like high school football.
But I'm just saying, if you're playing football, you don't realize that football practice does not involve football. It just involves a bunch of drills and a bunch of car tires and a bunch of you dragging stuff around and a bunch of fat guys in those tight bike trunks, those weird trunks made by bike with a clipboard stuff. The guy's chewing tobacco, yelling at you. Baseball, it's exciting. Go shag some balls, play some catch, lots of goof around time. That's fun. And now you've spilled into the, you know, the whole memorabilia thing and the autograph thing. You just, it's essentially like never having a job.
What do you think is the most entertaining sport to watch? I mean, team sport.
I would say it depends where you're at. There's nothing more exciting than World Series hanging on every pitch, crowd up on its feet, seventh game. Obviously, game number three of the 1,400-game season, who gives a rat's ass?
Right.
So that to me, you know, it's funny. It's like good sex, you know. The foreplay is so long in baseball that when you finally get to the crescendo, when you finally get to the act, when 9 months later you're getting down to the seventh game and it's the ninth inning and you're down by a run and your team's up and all that kind of stuff, then you're hanging on every pitch. The build has been so slow that the crescendo and the payoff is so great. It's there, whereas football's more just immediate gratification.
Right, but if you look at the NBA, they start in, October, and they go to June.
Yeah, that's a little long.
I think the greatest athletes in the world are NBA players.
I do. I do, too. When you think about the fact
that...
Name me
a fat one.
Well, Barkley, but he could still... The idea that Barkley was fat, could still put his hand halfway up the backboard at 6'4", was amazing. You know.
How about the fact that there are... Brusca's giving me the break sign. Just go. Just go, Brusca.
We're 20 minutes long.
All right.
I love Pete, too, believe me, but we got to get going.
All right. No, love Bud Harrelson more. And come the break, you're going to get what for from Pete?
Yes.
When you start being on in New York, you'll never want to go to break.
Yes, give him a nice pummeling. Pete Rose, everybody, thank you for coming on.
That's
Pete.
It? That's the easiest show I ever did.
I know. And Pete, let me say this. You live right...
I'll be back, Howard.
Right over the hill in Sherman Oaks, right?
Yeah,
right over the hill. See, come by. Pay us a visit whenever you like.
We didn't even talk about
Jimmy
steroids. You guys are really on top of it.
Will Jimmy Rollins get the hits? He's at 37. Will he break your National League record of 44 games?
Yeah, he won't. He won't. Something to happen. Right. He'll face a good left-hander here in a couple days.
Pete's going to give him the evil eye. He's going to put the curse on him, put a pox on him.
Will you bet against him?
please. Oh, you're insulting dong questions now. Gambling.
It's not insulting. I'm complimenting him for the wang.
All right.
Smart ass.
All right. Show reverence.
Yes. Very charming. I find you very charming.
Pete is going to be at the Field of Dreams in Caesar's Palace at the Forum Shops Thursday through Sunday, noon through 6. Pete, come back anytime. We'll get into steroids. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
Yes, Patton Oswalt is in studio. Good to see you, Patton.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing good, brother. I'm just reading your card here and remembering working with you on The Man Show and Cranky Anchors.
Yeah, God, that was fun.
From Pete Rose to Patton Oswalt. Two peas in a pod, yes?
Yeah.
Charlie.
Bit of a slump. Bit of a post-commercial slump there.
But he did say he was going to bet on himself in the Nerd Off.
I will. Yeah.
We are having a Nerd Off. Patton, I think, and I'm not offending him by saying that you describe yourself as a nerd, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's better that I do it than before other people do it.
Right, a champion caliber nerd.
Yeah.
We have some formidable talent here in the nerd department, too, namely phone screener Brian. We have Mike over here, and Damashek as well, who thinks he's transcended his nerddom with his coolness, but he's not fooling anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, himself. Let people do that one. Thank you.
What's going on in there?
Yeah. How about letting us in?
Only lying to yourself, man.
Hello? It's me and Patton are knocking. We want to come in. Come in?
And we're wearing Hulk hands.
Patton? I haven't broken it down yet, but we have questions from the computer world, from the Dungeons & Dragons world, from the comics and the sci-fi and all that. We'll break it down, and we will crown the King Nerd before the day is done. Also,
by the way, thank you for not going into the deep nerd subsets like the Civil War reenacting nerds and that, like, because there are nerd subsets now that are I don't even understand.
Yes,
you could be a nerd for anything. There's like beer nerds that that's a local brew that is only available in Pittsburgh.
I find the guys that brew their own start to fall under that category. Yeah. It's like, look. A buddy, when I can go into a Trader Joe's and choose between 750 beers from 11,000 nations around the country, and by the way, don't have 4 months to wait for the fermentation process so I can catch a buzz.
Yeah.
For $6, I'll go down to Trader Joe's. I'll get the stuff from Holland.
Right.
Have you tried Sierra's spring brew? It's got a hint of citrus to it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Beer nerds. There's beer nerds for everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. I had a roommate who insisted on brewing his own. And by the way, could you ever do as good a job as the guy from old Heidelberg whose family's been doing it for 7,000
exactly.
years? By the way, you who just picked up a dummy's guide to brewing right. last weekend at the Snack Shack at the junior college, and you're using, you're using an old bleach bottle that's been cleaned out and things are exploding in the middle of the night. The thing blew up.
The 400-year-old Heidelberg barrels are okay, but they're no match for the bathtub in my townhouse in Manassas, Virginia.
That's right.
And my home brew kit that I got as a birthday
that's
present.
That's right.
For my aunt that doesn't know me.
They didn't have a spent Sunny D bottle that they were using to mix the stuff. Fantastic. How about we go down to the corner and buy some goddamn beer? No, I'm making my own. And then everyone
will be ready in 6 weeks.
Is the apocalypse happening? Is that why you learned to make beer?
Yes, I know.
Right, you can buy things.
Yes. Oh, by the way, the Super Bowl's coming up in a short 11 months. Start brewing. I don't go for that. Listen, now that we have money, stop making everything at home. Mm-hmm. You folks that are making your own saddles, that are brewing your own beer, all year I'm doing my own thing. Don't do it.
Living in the hodgepodge lodge here. Yes. What, are we going to make some sun tea and muffins out on the stoop, too?
Churn some butter for the muffins.
I know. These people do that thing where it's like, you know what makes a good sunblock? Sunblock, you retard! No. You take some egg whites. Yes, where are we living?
Where do you have time to make sunblock?
I know. My people get that way with, like, you know, what'll stop ants. Yes, ant poison. No. Now, get some vinegar. You get distilled vinegar. And then you get a little pixie dust, and you mix it in with some Eye of Newt. Do they not... Look, if they stop selling this stuff, I understand drugs. You know, when people go, you know what you can catch a nice high off of? I'm all ears.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Take some banana peel and some nutmeg, and you smoke that. Okay, I'm listening. I'm writing. Slow down. Writing this down. But if they sell heroin at the 7-Eleven and it's open 24-7, well... We've done the math now.
Yeah.
We'll buy our own.
So you put the nutmeg in the banana peel.
Dave, it's just an example. Don't go do it now. I'm sorry, Pat.
I'm so with you, man.
We will. We need to take a break because we ran long with Pete Rose, and then my Jag went long on people making things at home. These people will be king after the apocalypse.
They will be king, right. But until then, I'm going to go and buy a case of Budweiser because they've been making beer for 100 years. They know what the hell they're doing.
I had a until you get a team of Clydesdales, I don't want to hear from your ass. I had a my stepdad used to like to get those Heath kits. This is where for $89, you could either go to the Target and buy a digital alarm clock for $14, or you could spend a tank of gas, go to Artesia, go to the Heathkit place, spend $40 in solder and flux, and 3 months later, you'll have your own $400 alarm clock that doesn't work as well. And you can tell people who you think are impressed but really think you're retarded that you made it yourself.
It loses it about 7 minutes every week, but
other than that, it's
fine.
Pretty good. A complicated algorithm will keep you on track.
Yeah. It doesn't function as an alarm clock, but look at it.
Right.
Look at the fake veneer. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Patton Oswalt here. Now we're taking a break. We will be back with our nerd off after this. We need someone to play along.
Yes
Breska.
Listen, if you want a gift certificate from Hooters, $50, and you're a big nerd, and you think you could beat these nerds, which I doubt, call in and give
it a whirl. 8:28? We should call Brian Posehn. He just got back from Barry's boot camp working out. I'm sure he's awake.
Oh, really?
No. He won't be awake for another 5 hours, trust me.
You have me with the boot camp thing.
I'm surprised he wakes up during the winter months at all.
I'm shocked. When I see him out during, like, December, I think something's gone wrong.
Yeah, I think, quick, snap a shot.
I just start firing randomly into the sky. I think something's gone horribly wrong.
You know what I think, though, Breska? Now I'm thinking about it. So we have four players in studio. Do we really need some jackass?
Breska kicked me out.
Dave is out. I'm going to let the
callers. We have three players.
Three players in a call.
All right, three players. Call in if you think you're going to win the nerd off. Now we're really going to commercial.
Hey, this is Danny Bonaducci, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Patton Oswalt is here. Dear, dear friend, Patton. Seventh season, King of Queens, by the way.
We just finished the eighth.
Just finished the eighth season.
You gotta get a better internet connection. update that stuff.
Or produce.
Well, just finished the eighth, which, all right, I don't want to argue. 8 o'clock, dude. By the way, CBS Monday nights.
There's Pat a really good episode coming up on the 14th, by the way.
So we shouldn't watch until then?
Oh, you should definitely watch. I don't think there's one. Next Monday. No. When is it coming? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. On the 2 10th, weeks from yesterday.
On the 10th. On Monday the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Great episode.
All right. We'll look forward to it. And you're featured in it, I hope.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move forward.
Fat Tad made me punch that punching bag thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I apparently punched like Rhea Perlman. Like, I am so... If there's a fight, don't have me with you because I'm not going to help.
But maybe you're scrappy. You need to get bite.
Scrap. Yeah, maybe. I better like either bite or pick up something off the ground and just...
Well, let me explain something, Patton, and here's what I think you are. There's a lot of guys who played pro football that didn't have a good 40 time, but they had good game time speed. They were good in the game. They had good wheels on the field. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do well whenever there was a way to quantify, but yet when they caught the ball in the open field, despite their slower 40 time, they couldn't be caught. It was pay dirt. I think you're that way when it comes to a street fight.
God, I'm wasting $150 a week on my therapist. I should just call you up.
Right?
I know.
And talk to you, man.
You know what? If you really think
that
about it.
That honestly did make me feel really better.
It was total BS.
It really did.
No, it's not.
It was great, though.
This is an interesting thing, which is everyone goes to therapy. I've been in therapy for 10 years. I feel no better than the day I went there.
Yep.
I really don't. I hate myself and my family a little bit more, and for that it cost me $70,000. Instead, why not pay a guy $80 who's just, you come walking in the door, hey, did you lose weight?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
You look great.
And you're like, you did something. What'd you do, get laid, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, please, what's new? When aren't you getting laid? Tell me when you're not getting laid. Okay, man. Hey, pull yourself off a chair. Can I pour you a cold one? How you doing, buddy? How's the Dungeons and Dragons going?
Fantastic.
Wow, sixth level now. Oh, that's, so you're going to get new spells?
Wicked.
See, that's
stuff.
Great.
Hey, bad news about your sorcerer. I'm sorry. I heard he died. Let me say this, too. Last week, you brought up your wife, and you brought up that part where you beat the S out of her on a weekly basis. She had it coming. She was begging for it. You're so much better than that. And why do you only have one wife?
Yeah,
seems
exactly.
Like you should have more. Anyway, did I ask for you to lost weight? Looking good. Man.
Adam, here's the 80. Thank you so much, man. I'll see you next week.
Fanny, really, looking good. Again, did you grow? What happened? Something happened. Your ass looks great. Even on the way out, I'm complimenting your ass.
Yeah.
Now, what happens? You hit the street. You have a newfound confidence.
Oh, Pat and leave slowly. Let me check that ass out. Thank you. You know what? Here's $10 back. Thank you.
Yes, you're teasing. Not that slowly. Stop teasing me.
Even thriftier way to go is do what we do with Fat Tad. We just pay him in Kit Kats every day, and we just look at him and say, well, at least I'm not that guy.
Well, that's another one, too. Yeah. I come in. Yes, that's what I do. I put in horrible scarring on the right side of my face.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That would really help.
Anyway, you go out. Here's the upshot. You go home. You're in a good mood.
Right.
You're nice to your wife.
Yeah.
You're friendly. You feel confident. You nail the audition you go on because you're feeling like $1 million. All in all, you treat the world better.
Yeah,
it's a better way to go. All right, let's get to the nerd off. We wanted to play this when Pat was going to come in a few weeks back, and now that he's here, we are not going to fail him. So here are the contestants, and here are the rules. First, we have our phone screener, Brian Bishop. Well, that's your last name. 27 years of age. Actually appeared on Comedy Central's game show Beat the Geeks and won.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to that.
I prefer geek over nerd, but I'll take whatever.
Brian, again, is an exquisite underachiever. He's the smartest guy in the room, yet he gets paid the least. So it's time for him to take his vengeance out on us.
Yeah.
Also, we have the writer, sound effects guy, Mike Lynch. Okay. Mike's also 27. How is it that your combined age is 190, yet you're both only 27? Have you ever seen older 27-year-olds?
Wow.
Brian's been bald since he was 11.
At least
Lynch got a full beard and he's ready to kill himself. He's 20. You both are 27. I was wearing a wind-up beanie when I was 27 wrestling with my friends. 27. All right. Anyway, old souls. Mike is, he can name all the enemies from the Nintendo game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out in order. Yes? So
yes.
You know videos well. Also, Patton Oswalt, 37.
Mm-hmm.
10 years as senior of these young gents. And he routinely plays Dungeons and Dragons. As a matter of fact, tonight...
No, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Sorry for insulting you.
It's okay. I know. No, it's okay.
Where do you play? Once in a while, I'm walking down the street. I'm going down Ventura Boulevard, and I see the cardboard sign, Dungeons and Dragons upstairs, my comrades, you know.
Yep.
Second Tuesday. And I think, holy Christ, who is going into this?
Well, some of them put on outfits. Do you get dressed up?
No, there's no dressing up.
They're figurines, though.
We do have painted lead figures.
Yes.
That we painted ourselves.
Wow.
This,
you know, would be the greatest scam in the world is a lot of guys who cheat on their wives do that thing where it's like, hey, I'm late, I'm working late at the office, or they're having another one of those golf tournament things
in
Santa Fe. I got to be out. No, just say you're going to Dungeons and Dragons. She'll never check on you.
My wife says I would rather you were going to strip clubs.
All right.
Than going to roll 20-sided dice and argue over how long a fly spell lasts.
I think that's very sexy. I think geeky. This is very, very nice.
Yes. Tomorrow's is kind of a dark day because our priest and our thief were killed last week.
Battle
with an 18th level mage. It was really rough. They died heroically, but they died.
Sure, they're ghost cowards.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we win this nerd off for,
exactly.
For them?
I'm going
to
win it for
a lot of courage to come in here.
Brother Hogan and Dim, I'm doing it for you guys.
Like I said, a lot of comedians wouldn't have the courage to come in here after Dim and Brother Hogan were gone.
No, I'm going to, I'm getting right back up in that saddle.
Wow. Bigger man than I. All right, we also
saddle on, of course, my shadow steed, which I have that spell in, so I'm going to call him up. It's pretty interesting. He has 8 hit dice. And
Adriana.
Hi.
You want to play in the nerd off?
Yeah.
All right. So,
a girl.
Yeah, I know.
What are her qualifications before you
what
stick
are your qualifications? Are you over 300 pounds, and have you never been laid?
No, I'm not over 300 pounds, and I have been laid.
Mm. 275 and once?
Strike one and two.
Yes. How do you know? What do you know about the nerd game?
I just know that you guys are going to ask a bunch of nerdy questions, and we're going to try to answer them.
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
Sounds kind of angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which could help her cause. Let me ask you this. What fashion accessory does Boba Fett hang from his belt? Dave, please bite your lip.
Accessory does he hang from his belt?
Adriana, yes.
A gun?
A gun? Oh no. Please.
No.
Wookiee scalps, please.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Braided Wookiee scalps.
Yes. Let me ask you this, Adriana, because I just think you may be a bitter lesbian who wants to be on the telephone. Is that an easy question?
Give her something easier.
Yeah.
Do you have an easier one?
What are the names of Luke's aunt and uncle?
Luke's aunt and uncle?
Yes.
Don't remember.
She's out, I'm telling you. You can't name one. You don't know Uncle Owen or Aunt Baruch. She's
Baruch.
Gone.
Right.
Sorry, we're doing it for your own good. We're not trying to be mean, but you would have no fun.
Well, I thought you guys were asking maybe like video game questions or maybe like card game questions or something.
Well, you never know. It does span the globe of nerddom, but if you don't know these simple Star Wars questions, we're going to have to eliminate you already. All right. Sounded too angry, too. Let's talk to Joe. Joe?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm a little intimidated.
Here's an
nerd qualification.
Here's an elementary question. This couldn't be an easier question. Yeah, right. What's Gollum's real name?
Oh, Schmeagle.
All right. See, I like that he accessed the answer so quickly.
Yeah.
And he was marginally insulted that you would ask such an easy question. All right. Good. You're in, Joe.
All right.
Now, you yell nerd. If you want in on this question. Now, here's what it is. I read the questions, you chime in. Patton has a doggy treat toy, right?
That's
right?
Me.
Right? Brian, what do you have? You have a ring bell, Mike?
Nice.
All right, you have geese. Okay, so I'll ask the question, you jump in. Now, you must answer it correctly, or you must remain silent. Now, Dave
is... And you must answer in Klingon.
Dave has pulled himself out of the competition. Again, Joe, you yell nerd if you know this one, all right?
Got it.
Here we go. First nerd off. Comic books. Mm. Comic books is the topic. Name six of the seven original members of the Justice League of America.
Nerd.
That's Patton. Sorry.
Six of the original members of the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman,
mm-hmm.
Martian Manhunter, Black Canary, Flash, Green Arrow, and wait a minute, Green Arrow. And Hawkman.
All right, so what do we have? We have Aquaman, Martian Manhunter. The hell is that? Wasn't she on the Bob Newhart show for a while? Who is that, Marshall? That's Marshall Wallace. And now, what else? Did you have the Flash? I don't think he got it.
He got three of them, I think.
He got three of them.
What?
Those other ones sounded so legitimate.
Justice League? Are you sure you're not saying Justice Society? JSA?
This is intimidating.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Brusca. Brusca, I don't know where you got your information from. He's stuck in the Super Friends.
I hope my brother got this right, but I thought Superman and Batman and stuff were in this Justice
League. That's Super Friends nonsense.
Oh, wow.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Sorry. This is humiliating. This is embarrassing.
I'm looking for Zan and Jaina, you creep.
Well, read the ones you have.
Let's do...
All right, I have... Well, these are the Super Friends. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern.
This is an insult.
Superman and Batman didn't join until later. The original lineup, when they took on Starro the Conqueror, was... Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, Flash, Black Canary. I swear to God.
Like the double A team.
I should give him 2 points, even.
Yeah. I give him a
that
point.
That should be 2 points for
you
correcting
have chosen
him.
Wise.
Okay. Give Patton a point. Fire yourself. Those are the two orders. Not in that order, by the way.
Fire!
All right. Let's keep moving.
Let's roll along. Sorry
about that. What was the code name for the rebel base in The Empire Strikes Back? That would be Brian.
Sorry, it was on Hoth, but I can't remember the
okay.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. It's on Hoth.
It was on the ice planet.
What was the wait a minute. It did have a code name though.
Well, Joe?
That's a tough one.
Anything?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's tough.
All right.
Do you know, Dave?
No one gets
it. I'm not a part of the competition.
All right. Also, I don't know.
That means you don't know. Echo bass.
They just lose a turn.
Of course.
Oh, you lose a point?
They lose a turn.
So everybody loses a turn.
You rang in.
Bishop rang in.
Only he rang in.
Okay. Yeah. Therefore, you lose the turn. Okay.
This rule is not explained to me.
That's too complicated.
Yeah,
let's
just change the rules midstream.
He just gets nothing.
That inhibits guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's move forward. We're getting off that. We're getting on to computers now. What does the following website design abbreviation stand for? HT
Nerds.
Now I got to go Brian again.
Hyperterminal Text Protocol.
Ah, no.
No? HTTP?
Well.
Or HTML? Hypertext Markup Language.
All right. All right, I'll give you that. And I'm sorry,
half
Joe.
Point,
you're right behind.
Denied.
But that's almost like on Jeopardy. If you ring in too early and give
I
the
agree.
Wrong response.
That's the thing. That's why I want to put this rule in. If you
it
ring in and
punish.
You're wrong,
uh-huh.
you lose a turn.
Yes. All right. Otherwise, it's the Ken Jennings effect.
We'll give Bishop this one. So it's 1-1.
Half
for now
point.
If you ring in and you're wrong, you lose a turn.
Okay. All right.
Good
sorry,
one.
Joe.
So be careful.
Let's keep moving. Into Dungeons and Dragons.
Come on.
Here we go.
What were the names of the three original hardcover rule books used in advanced... yes? That's
players,
Patton Oswalt, by the way.
Player's Handbook, Monster Manual, Dungeon Master's Guide.
Yes.
You have chosen wise.
It's a nice touch. The last guardian, the last living guardian of the Holy Grail in Indy Jones.
That is nice.
Last Crusade.
Dig it.
Okay, now we move on to a little Star Trek trivia. Name the captains in each of the following Star Trek TV series.
Okay.
The original series, The Next Generation, Voyager, and Enterprise.
Nerd.
Yes, Joe, nerd.
Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Captain Janeway, and Captain... it was Ambassador, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, you got
come on.
It.
So close.
Tap in.
One more.
Damn it, I can't
use
remember.
A lifeline?
Guess.
Give it to him.
Captain Solo.
No, Archer. Archer, I'm sorry. Wow.
Boy.
Captain Solo would have been better.
So close, Joe. All right, we need to take a break. There'll be more in our nerd off.
Mountain stage coming up. Take a break for some nutter butters and to call our moms and make sure that she returns our library books before 2.
That's right. Also, 3 of the contestants have a bloody nose. So we're gonna take that. And also, I believe Brian sat on his retainer.
Yeah. I can't find it.
And whose inhaler is this?
It's everyone's. It's a community inhaler. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Nerd Off after this.
This is the Death Fat Guy. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, going through our questions for our Nerd Off. Patton Oswalt is here. Joe, I hung up on you. Tried to put Joe on hold, and I hung up on him. That's how great, big a tech guy I am. So, Joe, if you're listening, Nerd Joe, call back, please.
Calling all nerds.
You were doing so well. All right, we have Mike, we have Brian, we have Patton. Everyone is playing in our Nerd Off.
A pitched battle, not unlike that was conducted at Helm's Deep.
Yes. That's the world's
no idea.
First gay bar bakery. Helm's Deep.
I'm Helm's Deep in it.
Helm's Deep sounds like one of these things where like a frat guy's like, I was upstairs with one of the 80 pies. Helm's Deep. When Duke came running in.
Thinking we were going to have a Buck and Bronco thing. I'm like, no, man.
Yeah. Helm's Deep. All right, so we had some questions from Dungeons and Dragons and comic books and Star Trek and Star Wars. Anything with the word star in it, really, is up for grabs.
Star Jones.
Star Search.
Star 80.
We will give ourselves a couple of beats for poor nerd Joe, who is now called back.
Oh, good.
Oh, yay.
I missed him.
Yeah, I do miss Joe. Joe?
Yeah, don't patronize me, Adam. I wasn't doing that well.
Sorry. You know what? You got 3 out of the 4 and whatever Star Trek one, and I feel bad for you. It was much better than I could do. All right. Let's get... I'm trying to figure out the ones
music.
I've done.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, this is the Star Wars bar music.
Cantina.
the cantina on Mos Eisley.
It just felt like a game show.
Sorry. It's nice.
You ever heard of the Millennium Falcon? She's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. She's fast enough for you, old man.
The cantina's the most wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Although parsecs is a measure of distance, not time, so he got that thing wrong.
Wow. You question Solo?
I'm questioning
Solo. Wow. Sir.
Wow. All right, you ready to keep going here?
Let's, I wonder if they ever booked comedians at that cantina. Like, what's that? Like it's a one-nighter, like
what
a little
open mic night there.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
What are you
here.
Working? I'll talk slower.
What's the deal with Eldoran?
All right. Here we go. Quit stalling, everyone. Name three out of the four largest moons of Jupiter. Oh, yes, Pat.
Io, Titan, and Phobos.
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong, according to Brusca's brother.
Duh.
And again, these things actually exist, so how could I expect you guys to know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they do exist, so... Okay.
So now...
He loses a turn.
Did he lose a point or lose a turn?
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's even better, actually.
Oh, so sad. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yes.
That's your bread and butter.
This is going to kill me.
I know. It wasn't next, but now it's Dungeons and Dragons. Name five out of the six ability scores for characters.
It's killing him.
Corolla, you're a devil.
Yes.
You're a devil. You have a devilish way, not unlike Saruman.
Ooh. I hate you.
Oh, yes, oh, no. Mike. Mike's in.
Agility.
Mm-hmm.
Charisma. It's THACO. It's THACO.
Mm-hmm.
Which means to hit against armor class zero.
Wow.
It's been too long.
20 minutes.
It's pronounced thank
you. You've got two.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike.
Can I name them, please?
No,
yes,
I have to. Yes,
come on,
you may.
Let him do it.
Strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, constitution, charisma.
Nice.
Very good.
God damn, I can't believe you didn't get laid in high school.
I know. You can probably name all the quirks, too.
Or college. Or my 30s. Weird.
All right, now. Now that Patton's back in, now Mike's sitting this one out. This is an X-Man question.
Oh, no.
What department of the Canadian government did Wolverine work for before he became an X-Man? That is Patton Oswalt.
Project X.
Department H is what we have.
God. Project X created him. Damn it.
Don't beat yourself up, Patton. Okay, so he now has to sit this one out. Still ahead, though. Still leading in the game.
I smell another D&D question.
You don't lose points.
Do I have another Dungeons & Dragons question?
Oh, don't do that to me.
Okay. The creature, this is Star Wars. The creature in the garbage compactor in Star Wars is called...
Nerd.
Go ahead, Nerd, Joe.
Is he looking it up?
No, I'm thinking of the Sarlacc. No, I don't have it.
Now, anybody?
The Sarlacc was in the desert.
That's a lame question because that's one of those ones that's named after the picture actually exists. They don't name it in Star
Not
Wars.
Named
yeah,
in
but
the,
you should know that, though. Mm. You should be following up.
If you cared about Star Wars
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
All right. All right.
One more.
Wow.
What is it? What is the answer?
Hey, what's it called?
We're going to...
I don't know.
I can tell you what was underneath Jabba's palace.
Yeah. It was Dianoga. Dianoga? No?
Yeah, nothing? No, I think so.
Am I right?
Scientology
Damn.
Thing.
All right.
Yeah. It's L. Ron
Hubbard. We're covered in Dianogas, aren't we?
We have the last one is a anti-nerd question.
Oh,
this is
going to
stretch you a little bit.
It's going to hurt.
Three of the four teams the Steelers beat in last year's playoffs. Yes.
They definitely beat the Broncos in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Super Bowl count?
Yes.
Okay. Seahawks
mm-hmm.
and Indianapolis.
All right.
That's a nerd question?
The anti-nerd question.
That should have been like a fashion question.
All right. Now, what do you got? Should we tie it up there?
I might have pulled in even with Pat.
Wow. 2-2.
Ooh la la. Wow. An anti-nerd question is like, what does a vagina look like?
What is that word? Is that a Sarlacc monster? What is that?
That's what Boba Fett was eaten by. And,
it's actually
the Jedi.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's try an equation question.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
I don't know. These are Brusca. These seem too hard. I'll try this one. All right. Pi is, of course, 3.14. But what are the next three digits?
Oh, can I do long division?
All right. This seems like a mouthful. Find one that's
22 over 7.
That's doable. There's one about ohms here.
Avogadro's number.
Find a
go back to movie trivia.
No. Yeah,
those are bad.
Through the garbage.
Riemann's hypothesis can be expressed as what?
Brusca, what happened to the page I had that just had them all lined up on them?
Where it is.
You took it?
No.
Who invented the double helix?
Give me this thing.
Watson and Crick.
Well,
they discovered it. They didn't invent it,
they
obviously.
They discovered it.
All right.
They're British.
Right, invented
got?
It.
All right.
God invented the double helix.
All right.
6,000 years ago.
Extra bitter nerd points for correcting
all right.
me.
Excuse me.
Back to comic books.
Here we go. Back to comic books.
Okay.
Now, this is just between Patton and Brian.
Forget it.
Who was the mystery omnipotent being who set up the Marvel Secret Wars? Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Beyonder.
Yes.
Oh!
Patton Oswalt, everyone.
Good job.
Just the way it should work. Nice job.
I won,
well,
but I lost.
He's walking on sunshine.
I lost, but I won.
Nice job. Now, Patton, why don't you hang out with us? We got to do some news. We got to do some sports, but you can hang in and
anytime,
weigh in and
man.
Do
yeah.
all that stuff. All right. We will be back with news and sports after this. Jeff Probst. I like him, but I'm secretly jealous. Because he's so good-looking, and he's the most comfortable guy in his own skin ever. You know those people that are just so comfortable with being themselves?
Hate those people.
Yeah, me too. I like the people that feel like they're covered, like the inside of them is filled with maggots wearing wool sweaters. You know what I mean? Just those people that just they seem like constantly seem like they're being tortured. I like hanging around those people. Jeff Probst with his choker and his good looks, and he's so casual, and he's not cocky. He just has a good life. He knows it. He enjoys himself. He's happy
talking,
all the time.
You sound like a girl that wants to sleep with him, and you know you can't, so now you're just putting him down like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Ew,
he doesn't
gross.
Understand suffering.
Get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
I don't
you
like
know
that
what?
Guy.
He wishes he could be with me.
He's not even deep.
He couldn't handle it. He's got nothing to talk about.
No depth.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't talk. What would I talk to him about?
Yeah. I'm sure he looks good in trunks and all, but I go deeper than that.
I'll tell you what. He's the guy that would borrow your hair dryer and you'd never see it again.
Yeah. If he wants to be helms deep in me. That is.
I'll be out be with some guy that works out all the time. Boring.
I know. Whenever somebody talks a little too much about something, it's like when they go when they say something like three times, like when they go, "Nah, I wouldn't lie. Why should I lie? I have no reason." Okay, now you're lying.
You're lying.
You should have just said it once.
Yeah.
About the third time you're saying you're not attracted to somebody, you're in.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff Probst. Okay. I'm attracted to him. Patton Oswalt is here today. He's got a little DVD out called No Reason to Complain Uncensored.
Yeah.
Which
That's
is out
right.
as we speak. Also, eighth season just finished up of King of Queens, CBS,
Woo.
Monday nights, 8 o'clock. And now it is time for Teresa Strasser and her news.
Thank you. A federal jury in Virginia decided yesterday that Al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui is eligible for the death penalty for his role in the 9/11 terrorist plot. Starting Thursday, the jury will hear evidence to decide whether or not he should be executed.
Eligible is one of those weird things, you know? It's like it's not like there's some sort of college grant you could be getting or an eligible bachelor.
Right, right.
Eligible for the draft.
Yes, you're eligible. Yeah. Good news, you're eligible to be put in a chair and injected with poisonous fluid.
You're invited. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm sorry. No, you're totally invited.
You're invited to be killed.
To the chair.
There's going to be a lot of talk about whether or not he's clinically insane, schizophrenic, so that should be very interesting.
Yes.
I hope that they say that he's insane in the membrane. That would just be really funny.
Cypress Hill's on the jury.
Oh, awesome.
All right, in entertainment news, and this should be of geek interest, so hopefully, Patton, you'll...
Excuse me. Yes, I'm ready.
Brokeback Mountain is breaking new ground, because today it not only comes out on DVD, but it's also being released as a download-to-own movie.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew how to quit downloading you.
Yeah. What, like on iTunes?
No, it's actually called, I think, Movie Link, and a bunch of major studios own this site, and you can now download movies. And this is the first time you can download one the day it's also released on DVD.
Movie Link.
It's one of these Movie things Link. Where it's not good. You can't use it for Apple. You can't, you know,
it's not Mac.
You can't use it on Mac, and it costs as much as a DVD, but the quality's not as good. So what's in it for us? Well, it's the first baby steps towards something.
Right.
We were promised like 5 years ago. Every goddamn time I turn on the pay-per-view thing, it's 11 wrestling things, three of these, you know, naughty co-eds, you know, doing beer bongs and seeing the boobies, and then two movies I don't want to see.
Yep.
What happened to the library that we were going to be able to access via
weren't you going to have every book ever written, every movie ever made, every album ever on your cell phone? Like it wasn't that going to happen?
Baby steps. First broke back for $19.99. It takes 12 or 13 hours to download.
Listen, call me when we have a hovercraft.
Yeah.
I'm horribly disappointed by the future we're living in.
I want every movie ever made in pill form. I can just take a pill and just see every movie.
That's right.
In my head. Where's that? Where's my movie pill?
Yes, and I want to be able to look into your pupil and know what movie you're enjoying.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I already ruined The Apprentice, and I'm very sorry. Mm-hmm. Mea culpa. I know it's still TiVo'd for some people, but if you haven't watched it, if you have watched it and you don't care, then I'm going to ruin it. Last night, the two teams were asked to write a jingle for Arby's.
Mea culpa, by the way, was my porn name.
Mine was Smokey Depot.
I like that.
Yes. Gold Rush member Lee could not participate in the challenge because of the Jewish High Holy Day Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm. Oy!
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not like he took off Tu B'Shvat. Like, Yom Kippur is a big holiday.
Right.
For the record.
Yes. No, it's big. I don't know. I don't like any religious holidays. That's I haven't heard of that one.
I thought that was like Jewish Arbor Day.
It is. How do you know that?
I just know. I have.
God, you do know everything.
I know some Jews.
That's ridiculous.
I know some Jews.
Wow.
I know some Jews.
Now I feel like I'm about to go to a delousing. Would you like to hear Trump in the boardroom?
Yes.
And here is Trump firing team leader Bryce.
Bryce, I think it's terrible that you brought Lee back, okay? He's observing a Jewish holiday.
You can send Lee home
right now. Excuse me, maybe I will send him home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's terrible that you brought Lee back. I think it's terrible that you didn't bring Tarek back and that you didn't bring Charmaine back. And I think it's terrible that your team was so late for the Arby's executives. And Bryce, you're fired.
Tarek is like a drunken guy from the former Soviet Union who just sits around and goes, I do not like this.
No, Lenny.
Oh, is that Lenny?
But that is a perfect impression of Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny is like, you know, like, hey, Lenny, could you help out with this tent? F you, bitch. And he just takes a sip off his flask, and then he goes in the room, and they're like, hey, how about Lenny? He didn't do that. Screw you. Screw you.
Go what is in it for me?
You suck on this, all of you. Why is this guy doing this?
He had a Chernobyl-style meltdown because
he was like,
I don't know jingle. What is jingle? And then I think Carolyn said, well, you've been in this country 11 years. Why don't you know what a jingle is?
Oh. Suck on this, bitch. Please suck. Why are you not sucking? Begin sucking process immediately. I know, and it's weird, these guys from these different cultures, whenever they're like, hey, here's Cheryl. She's a co-worker. She's going to be the team. Like, what this bitch doing running team? That's Cheryl. She said, I heard you. What this lesbian bitch doing running team? Sweet pea, get in kitchen. Get the barefoot and the rattle pots and pan.
I won't take instruction from subhuman with baby hole. They can't think it correctly.
Listen, look, here's the task you're in charge of. You're in charge of sulking! Start sulking! Immediately! Okay. Yeah, I know. He's a delight. I wonder why they don't just vote that guy off.
He is one of the most unpleasant apprenti ever.
I know you can't ask him to do anything, and you can't be a woman in front of him. I think the guys are scared that he's in the Russian mafia or something that's going to have him snuffed. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Okay.
What happens where this guy's sitting home? He's drunk on Smirnoff. Stoli. He's beating the crap out of his old lady, and he says, "I must go on Apprentice." What? The woman looks up with a bloody nose and a black eye. Sweetie, what? This bitch, do not stop sucking, but get me application.
Also, I did not invite debate. I'm speaking to myself while you're speaking.
That's right.
Why are you questioning?
That's right. You speak into a suck microphone.
My Uncle Chibornik would send you to Rape Forest.
Where is Rape Forest?
Forest of Rape is wherever I stand.
That's right.
It's wherever I lay my hat. It's Rape Forest.
We're erect a special gulag in Rape Forest.
Okay. Right. Speaking of uncomfortable Siberian Rape Forest.
Rape Forest.
This has nothing to do with that. But Carrie Hart and singer Pink, they have to keep, you know, things hot. They're apart a lot. They're both in the show business. Mm. So what do? Homemade porn and the World Wide Web. We do the webcam thing.
Suck over internet. Suck screen.
Would you do the webcam porn thing if you were away from your wife?
No. Why would that bum? That would so bum her out to have my fat ass on her computer,
pressing your sack up against the camera.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, slow down, Ben.
Yeah, check out Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
I feel like all porn should be well lit.
I think you do. I think you do that as a guy because when you're traveling or the old lady's traveling and you're young and you're good looking like Hart is, you're having your way with the ladies, but you engage in this.
Right, right.
To make her think that you're staying.
But at what point are celebrities going to realize that if you put it on film, it's going to get out there?
Right. Unless you finance it yourself and it's a project you're in love with, in which case it never sees the light of day.
Yes,
but if it's you effing somebody, it's out. Yes.
Yeah, if you film it with a crappy Sony camera in the back of a bus, that will be
It's in wide release.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. This story might make some men a little uncomfortable, but it's the news.
Mm-hmm.
An Englishman suffered a very painful injury. He was with a prostitute who was performing oral sex when he told her that he was totally broke. Unhappy, she bit down. The man required surgery to repair his penis, and the prostitute is in court this week charged with bodily harm.
Mm. She was talking.
He told her that he was broke while she was still...
That's bad timing.
Wait till it's done.
Right.
You should have no conversation. You know what I mean? If the chandeliers come loose above her head, you shouldn't say anything. You should just hurry up.
But just at least if you're going to try to get away with something that skeezy,
right?
You have no money, afterwards go, how about I write you a song or something? Like, try to do something.
I can clean your tub.
I can do
something. Ben has paid many a prostitute in jokes.
Exactly. I make a nice casserole.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'll paint a little lead figure for them.
Now, was he single?
I'm broke, but how'd you like a freshly painted gnome illusionist?
Ooh.
That'd be nice.
Don't say it if it's not true, Pat.
Yes, information about the British man is very sketchy at this time.
I see.
As obviously he's in a lot of pain.
Sure.
But the woman is in court.
Yeah.
You know, because she's...
Stinky prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can see that.
And just leave you with something a little more wholesome.
Oh, boy.
American Idol is on tonight. Country music theme. Mm. Kenny Rogers will be performing. He's the gambler. I'm the news girl.
By the way,
Thank you.
Gambled with his plastic surgery and lost about 8 years ago. The gambler is starting to look like Agnes Moorhead.
He really is.
He's looking very ridiculous at this point.
You gotta know when to tuck him.
Know when to Botox him.
Know when to pluck him.
Yes, he's beginning to look like Bruce Jenner. I don't know what's going on. Well, the point is guys are not, you know, look, if you want to have a little hair plug or, you know, maybe lose a few pounds, that's your business. But don't start getting into all the chick stuff. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I believe he even admitted to having lipo. He's been very open about it.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I know, but what's, you know, he's the gambler. He's a fat, bearded guy. That's the whole reason you grow the beard and get fat in your 20s so that you can have a career being the fat, bearded guy. It's
right.
Not like you ever, nobody sees the fat, bearded guy and go, whoa, he's really let himself go. No, he's a fat, bearded guy. You carry that to the grave. You play a little banjo, you sing a Burl Ives song, and you're set for life. You don't shave off the beard and become a chick in your 60s.
Testify again.
And I'm a big fan. The more you know. Thank you.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
It was not pretty last night. The Florida Gators are your 2006 national champions. They destroyed UCLA 73-57, and it didn't even seem that close. MVP, Joakim Noah. He did it all. 16 points, tournament record, 6 blocks. And it must be emasculating to get dominated by a guy like him. He's 7 feet tall, about 123 pounds, 20 of which is that big hair ponytail thing of his, plus the braces. As I said before, he looks not unlike Sarah Gilbert, the younger daughter on Roseanne, but a tall version of that.
Yeah. By the way, shouldn't the ponytail, by the way, when you're whipping your head around and you're backing into the paint, shouldn't that be illegal? You getting whacked in the face with a bunch of curl activator?
Or is it a weapon, like a stegosaurus?
It is!
Yes. Now, I predicted you... That's right.
Yes. All right.
I'm not wrong.
All right.
I was wrong, though, about one thing, because I predicted UCLA, and like I learned from the late, great Jerry Orr back at the end of Dirty Dancing, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Takes a big man.
I was wrong about this, and if you gambled on it, I apologize, but then if you're listening to me on gambling, then you're a dope anyway.
Right.
Now, filling the gap until NFL starts, which is about 5 months away, we have our national pastime of baseball.
Yeah.
Opening day yesterday up in Seattle, the Angels beat the Mariners. Oakland lost 15-2 to the Yankees in Oakland in front of their home fans. So demoralizing, yes?
Yes.
Yankees are creeps. National League, things didn't start off well for the Dodgers. The Bums lost to the Braves in Chavez Ravine, and they gave up 11 runs. The Snakes of Arizona lost to the crummy Rockies. In San Diego, not only did the Padres beat the Giants and their star who suffers from synthetically induced gigantism, Barry Bonds, and not only did he not hit a home run, but they booed him. They just booed him horribly, which I love. I hope everyone will follow this lead and boo him wherever he goes. And somebody also threw a syringe on the field at him.
Wow.
Which I like.
Wanted a refill, or they're making fun of it?
I'm guessing the latter.
I think Courtney Love was there. That's what's happening. She was, she had just used it, and she was like, I'm done.
There was runny mascara on it.
Yeah, reload!
And the big thing is, this year, apparently, is... Have you heard about the thing they're really cracking down on Major League Baseball is amphetamine use? I guess a lot of the ball players get through the 162-game season, which you always talk about with amphetamines, and they're really watching to keep these guys from doing it. And I think, like, is it really that bad? The Chicago White Sox won on grit, moxie... Can-do attitude. Remember the great Ozzie Guillen, their skipper in the after the World Series?
Sure.
I just need the people in Chicago to be so excited about the one thing I just want to do, accomplishment in my life, is win this thing for Jerry. I think he earned it. He deserved that. He worked so hard in baseball. It's unbelievable. I think Kenny Williams did a tremendous job.
What's he saying? Oh, he's on speed, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Who's the judge?
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Well... You need the meth when you're sitting around. You know, you have very long days of eating seed and hanging out in dugouts, wearing windbreakers, waiting for conditions to change so you guys can play your very boring game. You need to stay up for that kind of stuff. Plus, you've been banging groupies that you picked out of the hotel lobby. You were up all night raiding the mini bar. It's a tough life. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, I need meth to watch baseball.
Oh, yes. All this for a mere $20 million a year? These guys, please stop making fun of them. All right, I want to thank Patton Oswalt for coming in here and being a sport.
For having me.
Let me give him a plug here. His DVD, No Reason to Complain, Uncensored, out today.
All kinds of goodies. And I'll be at the UCB Theater tonight, and I'm doing a benefit Thursday that you should all come to at the Steve Allen Theater.
Oh, really?
On Hollywood Boulevard. It's me, it's Louis C.K., Bob Odenkirk, Andy Kindler, Dana Gould.
Wow.
Jimmy Pardo's hosting it, Naked Trucker. We're going to show early stuff from Wonder Showsen that hasn't been aired yet. It's all to benefit comedian Erica Doring to get some eye surgery. It's going to be a great show.
That's nice of you.
Tell us what night again?
Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Steve Allen Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. You can go to PattonOswalt.com, and there's a big poster you can click on. It takes you to the website if you want to donate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good cause.
All right. Right.
She's a good person.
And she needs eye surgery.
She needs eye surgery, or she's going to go blind.
All right. Well, it's a good cause. And by the way, you couldn't do better than that lineup. Everyone in it.
Oh, my God.
All-star. Also, eighth season of King of Queens, CBS, Monday nights at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Pat. We'll be right back after this.
This is Louis C.K. You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah. All right, just a little more time. We're trying out interns on the show. We've been doing pretty good so far. Batting average has been very nice. We have a new intern. Tell me if I screw this up. Surjit Aluwalia. Aluwalia.
Doug. Doug's good, that's all.
Oh, Doug. All
right. That's where you're going with it.
Are you Indian?
That's right, Adam. Good stuff, buddy.
So, Surjit is what you were called. That's your birth name, but you go with Doug here in the States.
Yeah, it's so much better. You know, Doug is nice and easy to pronounce.
I know, but then you got the problem of, hey, I want you to meet my buddy Doug Aluwalia.
We'll go with Doug Al, then.
Doug Al. I like that. It's kind of a ramp name. That's a good thing when you move. You know, when you switch countries, you could just pick up a new name.
What do you think you would be if you went to India?
Duke Largeman.
It's good. Got a good ring.
Yeah, it just sounds like...
nice ring to it.
People think of a huge penis when they hear that. And no one's going to say anything. What? You sure your name's not Adam? Well, they don't know. Yeah. It's Duke. I'm moving to India. I'm going to change my name to Duke Largeman. So, you're out here, obviously. Did you go to high school? Did you go to school in India?
I went to Caltech.
Out here?
Out here in California. That's where Caltech is. High school...
If you came in here to insult me and get an intern job, Doug, Surjit, or Duke, or whatever you're calling yourself these days.
You know, in India, there's no high school. It's just school.
Oh, it's just school?
Just school. You go to school. They don't say, I go to high school. They just go to school from kid. You go to school. Then you go when you're older, go to school.
Uh-huh. And then but the same thing. You graduate about 18?
16.
16?
16.
You guys are smart. They move the whole country up 2 grades.
Well, they have to. There's a lot of people.
Oh, right, right. I gotta keep it moving, right. So now you're out here, you're going to Caltech, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you studying over there?
I was supposed to take computer sciences, but I had a fondness for the radio.
Mm.
People said I had good radio voice.
Really?
Yeah, they said, hey, buddy, go.
People meaning your mom and your dad?
And uncles.
Well, so other family members.
Yeah, they're saying,
very
you know,
kind. Yeah, so you want to get on radio. You want to switch to communications as far as your major goes? They even have that over at Caltech?
Well, I don't know. I kind of got kicked out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh. I had a radio show in the college there, and apparently some people came in and had some foul language on the air, and I got in trouble.
Wow. FCC. And are you, do you have broadcast experience because you did some work on the college radio station?
I did a little bit, you know, played all the hottest Hindi hits, Bollywood film style.
Right.
You know, had big celebrities in, you know, we had Surjit Bindrakia was in there. And, he was a good guy, big guy.
Yeah. Right. Now, that was a phoner, right? You didn't get him in studio.
Yeah, well, he phoned in.
Wow.
And it was long distance, was very awkward.
A-list Indian actors like that.
He's a singer.
But believe me, I'm a fan of the S-man.
No, I can tell by the look in your eye.
Yes, I don't want to offend.
Surjit, yes. Your goal
Doug,
is...
Doug. We're on the air. We've got to be cool, man.
Yes.
You wish to become a broadcaster here in the States, or will you take whatever you learn from Corolla?
No, it's all here, man. And you come to the man, you go to the best. You want to do the best, you go to the best.
I like that.
So, Surjit, you've heard Adam's work before.
Now, he's talking about Rick Dees, but Rick wouldn't let him in the building, so now he's come here. So now, you want to be on the air?
Eventually.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any kind of rap or anything? I mean, what would you say?
I like rap.
Well, would you say, like, you know, when you do morning radio, you got to say, like...
Like a catchphrase.
Yeah, it's 7:28 after 7. Like, news, traffic, and weather coming up at the top of the hour. And then, you know, cowbells ringing. I don't want to offend you with the cowbells thing.
It's a holy cowbell, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's holy cowbells ringing. Do you have anything like that?
I think, the thing I always sign off with is that's the way it goes.
Oh, that's good. But maybe you can do our sign-off for us.
Hey,
then.
You're listening to Adam Carolla, and that's the way it goes, man.
Yeah.
But I say the man because I get excited.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's when you're pumped up.
When you get excited, the words just flow, man.
It makes us sound conversational.
Yeah. She's cute.
All right. So you want to say this is Doug and that's the way it goes, or this is Surjit and that's the way it goes?
I like Doug. You know, it's got more handle.
Right, right. It's got a little handle.
Yeah, it's memorable.
Definitely.
That's the way it goes. Yeah. All right.
Can you see some guy in Tennessee saying, hey, I listened to Surjit this morning?
No one's going to write that in an Arbitron diary.
Right.
Yeah. We need to take a little break. When we come back, though...
Did I do something wrong?
No, you did a great job. We just have to do a commercial here. But when we come back, we will wrap up. And then when we go out, Doug...
That's the way it goes, man.
Possible new intern will send us back and with a little that's the way it goes after this.
Well, at least it's the anime. Go to the show. Go out them now. 866-901.
There you go.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Perhaps a relative.
That's Sergeant, what I thought. I thought it was Dad.
Sergeant likes to be called Doug.
Doug.
One of our new interns. Possibly one of our new interns. If he
I'm
makes,
hoping, you know, come on, buddy.
Makes the cut.
Come on, man.
He wants to learn at the hymn of the master, yes?
Well, Adam,
that's right.
I don't have a vote, but he seems like a regular dude.
Yeah.
My only concern is he wants to be on the air, and it's a lot of grunt work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to impose myself. I'll get on, you know, if you say, hey, buddy. Come on in. Our guest didn't show up or something.
Well, I don't know if we do that.
I mean, I'm
maybe
just,
if we had a curry question or something.
Well,
I've
got you to backside.
Okay. Well, I like you. And I think it's important to sort of round our show out ethnically anyway.
All right.
I
mean,
well, thanks, man.
I like him. He's a nice guy.
We got Jaron, who's technically passes for black. Mm-hmm. Please, give me a break, Jaron. And don't give me that goofy thumbs up either. It makes you even whiter. Come on, give me like, yeah, there you go. Yeah, give me
was
a gang,
that a gang sign.
Yeah, flash me a gang sign. Now we're making, yeah, West Side, now.
You know where I come from,
progress.
That means you have leprosy. Because you're missing two fingers.
Right, we do the fingers stuck together. Wow, a lot of gangbangers in
good
India.
Good hire, Carolla.
All right, I'm going to keep you. I like the cut of your jib. And also, I like your signature sign off.
Thanks, man.
We should record that so we can have it for every day.
Hey, that's yours, man.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I want you to use it.
Okay.
So we will finish the show, and then when I cue you, that'll be your time to shine.
Oh, fantastic.
Are you ready?
All right. I want to thank Patton Oswalt for coming on.
He's
no
a good
reason
guy.
To complain. Uncensored. Out on DVD as we speak. And the very candid and apparently hung Pete Rose. He's got an autograph signing Thursday through Sunday. Noon to 6 at Field of Dreams at Caesar's Palace at the Forum Shops in Los Angeles. And until next time, wait, did I say Los Angeles? Las Vegas. That's where the Forum Shops would be. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying...
That's the way it goes, man.